Do you people like urinate and shit in the food or something over there? Because I got so fucking sick the other day when I ate.
I 他妈的王八羔子! I fuck you, you know. Fuck you, someone. Hey, you now call. Okay, I call police, you know.
Oh come on,
understand?
Man. No, dog, dog. Look, I wasn't being serious.
You understand?
I'm sorry. Come on.
I'm sorry. I fuck you. You. I'm sorry.
Come on, really?
Son of a bitch.
No, no,
fuck
no.
Fuck you.
How about this? How about you? Quit fucking crank calling this goddamn store, bitch.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
What the fuck happened over there, but it happened. Hey. Let me know, help me out. At what point on the stream did music stop playing? As for some reason, it kicked over to the mic on my webcam for some reason, like right in the middle, right when I was like setting up a show. At what point did it happen? Tell me, please. Help me troubleshoot. Help me help you. Good evening. It's Madhouse Radio. I'm Carlito. Starting at 10:44 p.m. Look at that. Not bad, huh? At least I did it. At least I started. I could have just said, no. No. Started to go to bed about 10:15. That doesn't help me. Thank you. If you want to send your prank request, you can do that by emailing madhouselive@gmail.com. Also, send me your request on AOL Messenger, Yahoo Messenger. If you send a message to Madhouse Radio, that's Madhouse Radio. If you're on MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. And I'm on Twitter, /Madhouse. Thank you everybody who's joining with us tonight. Kokanee and Tuck are both in the Satellite Studio Center, I believe. Gentlemen, you are there, aren't you?
Yeah, Kokanee's in here.
Kokanee's in here. Good. Hey, Kokanee. Good to see you.
Good from here. Everything sounds really good.
10-4, good buddy. Thank you. Tuck's polishing his shoes. He has a big interview tomorrow, so he's putting the spit shine on the old black shoes tonight. He hasn't worn in about a year. It's that funeral he went to. Tombstone wanted to request a prank. Send it right now. Just send it to me. Just like you're talking to me right now, you send me a phone number and a name and some information on it and what you want me to do, who am I saying, what am I going to say to you, you dirty motherfucker, or something like that. Or should I ask, like, is it a woman who's going to have an abortion soon? That'd be funny.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea. We could try that.
Who's having abortions? Are you having abortions?
No, I'm not. No, hell. I'm not allowed to. I'm a Catholic.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, I'm here now. There's situations going on.
Hey. Well, welcome back.
I'm here now.
Good. Oh, awesome. I'm glad you're here. That's
sorry.
Tuck. Tuck from TuckerMike.com and read the Revolutuck show. Tuck, you had a show earlier today. You had some pretty good prank calls on there. You got...
They weren't today.
Oh, well, they weren't today? You had good pranks on there today. I think I heard some stuff that was pretty funny.
You think so? Holy shit, dude. That was bombing.
I don't know. I was listening with Athena. We were laughing at a few of them. You didn't do pranks.
You were laughing at me failing.
The only thing that I think is missing from your show is you need to jump right to the pranks, right when you start fucking just going there, Jump in there. Do the pranks, man. Just don't hold back, man. Just fucking do it live, man. Live. Live.
Yeah, that's, I kind of discussed it on the show today. I'm sort of... This week is kind of, I'm not very creative.
I'm not feeling creative right now. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Do you think maybe you got, you need some B12? Maybe. Something, right? There might be something lacking.
Maybe.
Maybe. You should look into that.
Maybe get the fucking heat out of the fucking atmosphere will help, too.
Yeah, it's hot everywhere.
That's a lot to do with it.
I mean, I don't understand, man. I'm watching these people in Russia. It's 91 degrees Fahrenheit over there, and they're going to die. 15,000 of them are going to die in Moscow or something. And it's been like 90...
Take off the fucking fuzzy hat, you'd be all right.
Yeah, it's 95 plus here where I live in Florida for like a month, probably, maybe more than that at this point. And there's nobody dying left and right. What's wrong with those people? They're fucking weak. They wouldn't survive nuclear war against us because they can't stand the heat. Man, they got to get out of the kitchen. That's what Benjamin Franklin said when he was president. He was one of our best presidents, Benjamin Franklin.
Well, the problem is here, too. It's comfortable in here... But what it is, it's upstairs, and the humidity is rising. And when the humidity pressure rises, I don't care what the temperature is in here.
Yeah.
You start baking.
Yeah. Hey, Tuck, I sent you that link.
From the pressure.
Tuck, I sent you the link about the story about the gay, a gay male flight attendant. I don't think there's such a thing as a straight male flight attendant. I've never met one before. All right, so the guy, you heard about this, right? Or you saw? There's no video about it. I really wish someone would have recorded that on a cell phone just to see
it.
But
no clue what you're talking about. All right,
listen. There's a jet.
Listen to me. I'm.
All right, listen. The guy goes out with balls. Okay, he's a JetBlue flight attendant. The flight lands one of those up there in New York where all those freaks live. One of those, police is outside. You hear that? Police out there. They're probably pulling over a black. I live on the edge of N-Town, if you know what I mean. So anyway.
No, what do you mean?
JetBlue plane lands. Woman gets up. Says it's a woman. I'm presuming she's African-American, and I'll tell you why when I explain the story. But she's standing up. I mean, she's one. I don't know, okay. Tuck. You probably don't go on flying machines, as you call them, very often living in Tennessee. But I go on occasionally. And there's a very rude thing that people. Two rude things that people do. Number one, when your plane lands, you're still taxiing and you're ready on your cell phone calling your people. Oh, I just landed. That's asshole thing to do. And the second thing is to start bringing down your luggage from the overhead compartment before the plane has even stopped yet. You know. That's a very rude thing to do, and from what I understand, they say when they land every time, you know, they say it like at least twice, it's the stupid FAA regulation that you're not supposed to stand up until the plane is done taxiing, and everyone usually, except for every once in a while, there's some old person who doesn't get it. You stay sitting down. The minute you feel the plane go back a little bit, you know it stopped, and everyone takes off their seatbelts at the same time. So this woman, obviously, she doesn't understand, or she's just uncouth. And the flight attendant does his job because they probably push it on him. Because I bet you anything, every once in a while in JetBlue, they have a passenger on there who really works for JetBlue. And he's watching out for the flight attendant and not do his job and not do his stuff. So they can give him a bad review and they're going to deny him his bonus and give him shit, try to fire him. So he's got to go up to this.
That's
and say, hey.
The main mission.
Well, that's probably how it works, Tuck. So he tells the woman, hey, listen, sit back
they
down.
They can do that.
He's like being polite, apparently. Say, hey, listen, woman, sit back down until the plane stops. And she said, you know, go fuck yourself to him. And he wasn't having it. And he said, hey, listen, you apologize to me. And he called. And the reason why no racism intended, but why I presume she was African American was because she said, called him a mofo, according to the article. I mean, hey, really, I don't know many white women who are going to say that. Mofo, really? Like, for real? I don't know. Unless maybe she's she might be from
nowadays,
like...
Nowadays, you don't know.
You don't know. That's true. Yeah. You got a point.
Seriously,
good point.
You really don't know.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I think the whole Bridezilla equation goes into...
Maybe it was maybe she was pregnant or Bridezilla.
You know what I mean?
I bet you anything. It was Aunt Flo who was in hanging out. But regardless, she kept bringing down the luggage, and it hit the dude in the face.
It's a very Jerry Springer kind of world.
Yeah, but okay, listen, Tuck. The dude got hit in the face.
You know what I mean?
He got hit in the face, you fuck, with the luggage. Right smack in the face, and he fucking had it. apparently he had it. And this is how you go out. This is the way to quit a job. He got arrested for it, but I think he's a fucking hero. He's more of a hero than that guy, the pilot that landed the plane in the Hudson. This guy is more of a hero. He gets on the intercom system, and he curses everybody out on the plane, and particularly the lady who hit him in the head and the face with the luggage. So I can imagine he's probably like, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, you know, whatever. I'm out this bitch. And then he grabbed two beers from the galley, all right? By this time, the plane has stopped. He grabbed two beers from the galley. He grabbed his luggage. He opened the emergency exit. He throws his luggage down the slide and slides down and goes into the airport terminal, gets in his car, and goes home. And the police go to his house to find him, and they catch him in the act. And the article says they caught him in the act of a sexual embrace with his partner. So that only leaves you to think exactly what he got caught in the middle of doing. He was having homosexual style, you know. He's one of the members of the homosexual race.
Was this Georgia or something?
No, I think it was New York or something, or Jersey or something. One of those liberal states, you know.
Then why does New York give a shit?
No, he got arrested because it's a federal crime to open up the fucking... how are you going to open up the emergency exit on the plane? You can't do anything on a plane. You can't fart the wrong way on a plane.
Oh, well, yeah, that.
Yeah, he broke by...
But, I mean, why was the whole big deal about, like, he was committing sodomy, too?
Well, they added that at the end of the article.
Sounded like a Georgia thing.
The article, when I first read it, when it first happened, it said it just like I said. And by the time I sent a link to Nunu, and I refreshed the page just to see if they had added more to the story yet, they had changed it from that to that they found him
so
having...
So basically, it's like...
they had taken it out.
He did this, they opened up the thing, and fag!
Yeah, basically at the end. At the end, they said he was having sexual relations. They caught him in the middle of sexual relations. So I guess some people complained, and they edited it pretty quickly to take that part out. And that's good. That's a good thing. Anyway, that's that story. And I thought that's the story of the fucking year. I wonder what they were doing. Zolar says, ask them out, maybe.
Oh, he's out of jail this evening anyway.
Well, that's good.
A little bit, now
we both. Good for him. Fuck that. But I think he's a fucking national hero. I think he's an international hero. And I think they should interview him on that OutQ station on Sirius with all the queers. Right? Makes sense. Brandon's typing in red. That fuck hired everybody in the chat room. Big Zolar from the Zolar Party Nation, which is on hiatus permanently because he ran out of money. He lost his funding. Dr.
Lego. That happened with that story?
Well, remember we used to say Dr. Lego this, Dr. Lego that. Luckily, unfortunately for Zolar, he ended up getting canceled by Dr. Lego and all his sponsors pulled and he had to end the show. But he still does stuff on YouTube, I think.
He doesn't have sponsors. Dr.
Lego? Yeah, the Get in Space Incorporated, I think, was one. The Steel Horse Band was on there. Yeah, and Your Money Show was sponsoring all Zolar, and he lost all that. And it's a Jewish thing. Your Money
Well,
Show.
They got the money. Well, what's the problem?
It's some New York Jews that do a show with Dr. Lego, and they talk about money. Imagine that.
Yeah, New York
Jews.
They're like, give them the money.
Oi, the rent. That's all you hear in that show, Your Money Show. We should call Dr. Lego. I think it's too late to call that fuck. We should wake him up. Tell him about that. The rent.
Sure. Why not? Let's call him up.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not wake up Dr.
That's
Lego.
It's late.
11 o'clock at night with his kid sleeping.
It's only 11 o'clock?
We used to be able to do stuff like that. He sold out. Zolo half sold out, too. He doesn't want to hang out with prank callers anymore. He doesn't like it, he said. I'm kidding. He's just busy. Zolo's on disability right now, I think.
I don't blame him after the day.
All right, let's stop bullshitting. Let's do some prank calls. I got to go into the Lonesome Loser logs because I forgot to tell Lonesome Loser that we're going to be doing a show tonight. I'm sure he would have made it. Probably was wanking off right now. Isn't that time for us? Should have had this ready. Motherfucker. I gotta go to the network here. I gotta log into the server computer and go into the external hard drive. And find the logs in there. I hope they're there. May not be. Then we're fucked. I got your stuff, Tuck. The stuff that I sent you. That's some older stuff, 2007. Were those working out? Were people answering?
What do you mean, my stuff? Hey, can you turn Jimi Hendrix down a little bit, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Is it loud? Fuck, yeah. There we go. Is that better? Yeah, that's better. There we go. Much better. Thank you.
That's a little bit better. It's overpowering you.
That's that Parliament Funkadelic black people. It's not the Jimi Hendrix black guy.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Actually, I knew that, but it's just funnier to say Jimi Hendrix.
No, you didn't know that. Because you always confuse Led Zeppelin and the Beatles or something like that, I think. Do you remember we found that out once?
That's you.
That's true. That is
That's me fucking with you.
I'm stupid. Seriously, what is it? Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. For some reason, I always confuse the two. I don't know why.
Okay, the story goes, there was an Obama story about the pig.
The pig?
The floating pig.
Okay, but that's Pink Floyd,
Obama on it or something. The whole show leading up to the story, so the reason I'm playing Led Zeppelin is to tell you the story, which had nothing to do about Led Zeppelin, had everything to do with Pink Floyd.
What? Are you serious? Obama was on a pig?
Yes.
When did that happen?
You know, I'm serious.
What was
that's
I smoking?
That's a classic show, too.
Wow. I must have been smoking something that night.
I heard on the cast every now and then, too.
Oh, man. I got to hear that. You got to find that for me, because I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to hear that.
I don't know.
Someone find out. I'm sure there's a one. MST3 Clay is right up that
alley. I remember that very well.
Yeah. All right. Dude, I was thinking we could do some, conference calls tonight,
too. When I say that, by the way, if people are listening, they're new and see me saying that, that's when I'm calling back.
Oh, man, I love water. Water tastes good when it's cold. Okay, hey, gentlemen, we're going to do a prank call here. I've got,
water is good when it's cold.
Yeah, it is.
Water is good when it's wet.
All right, we're going to call the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. They're located in Oregon. This isn't the emergency gay suicide line that we called it. Got the show rated a few years ago. I just found that number the other day. I saw it.
Oh, let's not do that.
Let's not give them a call.
Yeah, you don't want to pull that.
Let's not do that.
I think the mic's ready for Skype. We're about to find out. All right, bitches, be quiet. What the fuck is this anyway?
You're playing it. What are you asking me?
I don't know. I'm just listening. I'm hoping someone picks up. We'll keep it on in the background. We'll see if we call someone else in the meantime. All right. Well, I'll call Freddy's Motel. Let's conference him. Fuck it. Let's do it. Multitask here.
What, is this holding music?
I guess. Hello? Ah. Got me. Maybe it's too late.
Oh, it's not you playing it. Oh, okay.
No. It's the line, the gay line.
The gay line?
The lesbian, gay and lesbian switchboard.
Oh, no.
Get it. That's very rude. I have to call in and I have to get a long time of holding without people answering over there. That's totally ridiculous.
What?
It's totally ridiculous that I have to call and I get a long time of having to hold on the phone machine and no one picks up the phone already to take the information. I'm getting the runaround from you people and I don't appreciate it.
You must have the wrong number.
No, I'm calling the motel, and I've been calling for several minutes now. Called twice. The first time I got hung up on. The second time I got put on this long hold.
This is the first time.
No. Listen, I'm telling you because I've been talking to the motel.
Telephone.
Hello.
Hello.
What was that?
I don't know.
Is there someone else on the line?
No.
Listen, how many spaces
do you
have?
Do you want to make a reservation?
I would like I need spaces for two nights starting this weekend. Do you have refrigerators in all the rooms or just some of them, or do you have to request it?
Just them.
Is it unlimited use of the hot water?
Pardon?
Is it unlimited use of the hot water?
Yeah.
All right. You have how many sinks? Just one sink?
Yeah, just one sink.
The sink gets hot water and the shower gets hot water?
Yes.
Okay, how many gallon flow, GPF, is the shower
I
head?
I don't know.
You don't know? What's he hang up for? It's important to know.
I thought you were going to say something about having your water truck
he
outside.
He just doesn't know.
Just doesn't know.
Could you fill it up?
Hang on. I lost the number now. I got to learn this Skype shit, this Skype machine better. How do I just call one phone? And I got to look at the area code now.
Skype is crazy.
Skype works much better for...
I was having problems with people listening to me.
Hey, listen, man, can't you run that Windows X emulator, whatever it is, on Mac and run Skype on it, dude? What's the matter with you? Should do that.
What's wrong with the women? Why?
Because you can't do conference
which
calls.
One got it?
You can't
fine?
Do conference calls, you shit.
Yes, I can do conference calls. Fuck you, the conference calls. I figured it out.
Fuck your conference calls. The conference calls are two people. Whoa, I'm conferencing with one person. Yo, but I'm pushing the conference button. That old crow ain't gonna answer. Let's try to call RBCP. Let's see what he's up to. See if he answers. He might not have his mic in his computer machine. Or maybe his kid's sleeping. Maybe, right? That'd be funny if he woke up his kid. Pick up your little shit. I got a number here saved. I've been saving the good ones here. This one's Lord's Indian Restaurant. What do we call them about? I wonder. Let's find out what the deal is there.
No, man, I figured out the conference part. I have it all set up now.
Oh, good, goody.
Yeah, I think it runs on Mac.
Well, he hasn't been able to. It's been nothing but a fight every week. I can't get the conferences and the conference this and that.
Shit's hidden on Mac. You have to unfind it.
We got a conference bridge. If you guys wanted to, I'm saying we could all get together now and get several people on a conference right now and do some pranks. I got it set up to do directly.
Well, there's all kinds of people on there.
Who wants to do it?
Give them the information.
Does anybody want to?
Get on the bridge.
If you guys want to get on the bridge, I'll set it up. It'll take me like 3 minutes to set it up. I will message me privately in the chat room or on AOL or Yahoo, and I'll send you a phone number to call and the PIN and the room number to call in. Nunu sending in number. Zolar, that's the traffic outside of the studio. Madhouse Studios are right there. You were there. That's where you got into an argument with a very overweight security guard. I was hanging out with Evil Artie. Evil Artie the other day. Evil Artie has lost weight. I'm not kidding you. Evil Artie is like, I put him about a good 30 pounds that he's dropped. He met a girl and he dropped some weight and he's taking better care of himself. He's trying to find a job even. That's good. Right? He's fixing himself up quite the bit.
Oh, real good.
Good for him. We should call him. He's probably up. He doesn't wake up until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and shit. We should give him a call. I wonder if he'll pick up.
I envy him.
Alright, send me a message privately. Zolar, if you want. That'd be cool. Zolar, if you want. I'm going to send it to Zolar here. Let me pull that email. Tuck, you want to call in? I can play a song and then we'll set it up. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. All right, everybody. So here's a plan. Nunu's getting numbers. I got some older numbers.
We can do it through Skype or have to phone call it.
Phone call it, or Skype if you can call to a regular number. Well, no. I can get you on Skype. I think I can get you on Skype. I can bridge you on. You want it? If you want, let's fucking.
Yeah.
Let's
you
try.
Drag me on the.
You try on Skype.
On my regular on Skype. I have
okay.
My Skype up.
All right. Well. Let's do it. Zolar's checking in. We're going to do it. Listen to this song. And I'll play a prank call. This is a prank call show. We'll play prank calls, fucker. Let me think of one here real quick. Let me look in the thing. I got some 2-bar. That's old as fuck, though, man. 2-bar, that's classic stuff. I guess played quite a bit, though, you know?
Yeah, you can get older than that.
Here's a good one, though. Kokanee edited this one for us. It says, Wanda has my iPhone machine. Is that the one? There we go.
Thank you for calling them.
Casino, please.
Yeah, I was listening to this.
Thank you for calling them.
Hey, quiet, bitch. I think I was listening to this with Athena. This is the one right here we want to play. I was listening to this with Athena. We were cracking up, and I didn't even remember until I heard it. Right back.
Hello.
Hi, is this Valente Cross?
Yeah, is this one?
Damn sure is.
You get your grubby hands off of my iPhone machine, all right? Listen, I got proof. I lost my...
Have your iPhone machine. Listen to me. I do not have your iPhone machine. I've never owned an iPhone machine, never even seen one. I don't know what you're talking about. And you need to be just a little bit more damn polite because I don't have it.
Well, listen, I have proof of it. Unrefutable proof from the GPS.
I'd appreciate it if you would fax me.
What I want? I'm sorry.
I would appreciate if you would fax that proof to me.
I don't believe you know how to operate a fax machine. You're a common thief.
I have one in my office. I operate it every day. Send me the proof, and I will get to the bottom of it because I do not have your iPhone.
iPhone machine. Get it right.
I don't appreciate you... I don't have it. You want my fax number? You can fax me the proof, and I will get to the bottom of it. But you don't call up and give my casino host a hard time.
If you have a fax...
I don't have your phone, and...
Listen, if
we
you...
We will get to the bottom of this. Fax it to me.
If you have a fax machine, then what button do you push to send stuff?
We push 90 pause to get an outside line.
No, no.
We are through a network inside the company.
No, no. You hit send. You don't even know how to use a fax machine. You don't even know...
I have a fax machine. I operate it every day, and everything goes through.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me I don't know how to operate it.
That's nice, honey. Okay. Listen, so I have proof. I turn on my iPhone machine. I turn on the GPS, and I'm telling you signs all over. Wanda Nelson this. Wanda Nelson has the phone. Wanda Nelson made a phone call. Phone calls all over the place.
Send me the proof. Send me the proof, because I don't have it, and I want to find out who does. So send me the proof, and I will find out who has it.
Listen, and then somebody told me that they saw you eating chicken, and then you weren't cleaning your fingers, and you were touching all the dirty grease on top of my phone. That's just, you know what, just keep it, if you're so little.
I do not have your iPhone. Can you please tell me where you are, because the 407 is not even a local number where I am.
That's right, yes. This is the phone that you stole. I'm having the phones forwarded.
I don't have your phone. I did not steal your phone.
Okay.
Where are you located?
I was in the casino. I decided to go out to eat and cool down. And
when
I'm gonna
were you in the casino?
I'm going to speak.
When were you in the casino?
Ma'am, this is getting a little personal, don't you think? I was at the machine.
Okay,
you know.
But when?
The machine, yesterday, the machine. You know the machine with the lights that goes bing, 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 bing. You know that one?
I'll have lights that do that. Which machine were you playing?
The game machine. You know?
We have a lot of game machines. Which one were you playing?
This, okay. You put in the money in it, right? And it has
three
buttons.
Three machines that take money.
Yeah, but it has the buttons, and you pull the thing. It's like doom, doom, doom.
All have buttons.
Bing, bing,
they
like
all
that.
Uh-huh. They all go ding, ding.
It's got numbers
so
on
which
it.
Which one were you playing?
And
they all have numbers.
I'm just going to come in for a refund, I think, is what I'm going to do.
You come and see me. It would be great. Come and see me.
Are you threatening me?
No, I want you to come and talk to me so we can straighten it out.
All right, well, if we're going to talk, we're going to talk like men. You understand?
I'm not a man, so that's fine.
Maybe that's the problem.
Where do you live? I would like to send you my address so that you can send that to me.
That's awesome.
Because you don't seem to think I know how to work a fax machine. And I would like to see the proof of this because I don't appreciate this. I didn't do what you're accusing me of, and I would like to straighten it out.
I would hope you would, but I just don't have...
Give me an address, and I will send you something.
Oh, you're going to send me something.
I will send you my address...
You know what?
So that you can send me proof. I want to see the proof, because I don't have it. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know where you got my name, but I don't have your cell phone. I've never even seen an iPhone.
Listen, I turned it on. I turned on the GPS on my iPhone machine, and I'm telling you, it has proof. It says that the person who accessed it has your name here clean as day on the computer machine. It says one that has the iPhone machine, and that you made phone calls.
I do not have your iPhone.
You bought, you says that you bought gas with the phone and everything. That you were buying gas and you ordered.
I don't buy gas with anything except my bank card.
Yes, but you got to the gas pump thing and you put the iPhone machine, you swiped it and everything and it charged the gas.
Where did I supposedly buy gas at? Where did I supposedly buy gas at?
It just says Valente and Associates on here. Valencia Gas, I don't know, some kind of ETC company.
Welcome to the conference center, a service offered by www.
It hasn't even posted yet. It hasn't even.
I understand what you're saying, but if you live in Mountain, I need you to come and see
me. I'm not from.
Because I don't have it.
Listen, I have been on vacation in Reno. We made a trip out here, a special trip to see this casino, this big deal that my in-laws keep talking about, and nothing but shit is what happens. I'm in Reno right now, and I'm taking a flight out of Vegas tomorrow. I'm going to be flying back to Miami. But I tell you what, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you that you find, you know, that God doesn't pay it back to you sevenfold like the Bible says.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
No, you keep the phone. You keep the iPhone. I hope you enjoy
the
iPhone.
Listen to me. I'm going to call the local sheriff's office and give them your number because I don't have the phone and I don't need this.
Madam, quite honestly, you're calling me.
I'm going to call the sheriff's office right now and give them your phone number and you can talk to them if you think I've done something wrong.
Madam, well, I'm sorry, you're,
the conference.
You're calling me.
There are three participants in
the
conference. This conference will now be recorded.
What do you say there, guys? You hear me? Anybody in here? Supposed to be three of you in here. Hello? Speak. Conferencers. Well, says there's three of them, bastards.
Hello?
Hello? Is there anybody? Alright. Instead of that, then we're just going to do another call, I suppose. Here we go here. Call.
Hello?
Yeah, I've got no Skype credits, so I don't know if I can get in there or not.
That's good Beatles stuff, man. That's one of my favorite Beatles songs ever, man. That was on the Black Album, right? Alright, Nunu, where are you? I'm looking for Nunu's IM. Nunu said he sent me an IM with some stuff somewhere. I don't know where he did it at, though. Nunu, where'd you send that at, man? Crazy bastard. Alright, let me go back to the music then if we're just sitting here. Well, I think I know why. I got it on strict mode. Hello. Let me unmute the people. Alright, now you guys should be able to talk. Hello there.
Who's in? Hey, you. Hello.
Hey, now here's Zolar. Yes, what's Zolar. Up? Zolar's here. Who else is in here?
J-Rad.
J-Rad. Okay.
Third Come round. On, D. Hi.
All right, well, we got three people in there already. If you want to take it to the fucking conference bridge, just give us a call. Zolar, what's going on, man? It's good to talk to you, bro. How you been?
I'm all right, buddy, man. Every time I'm home, I try to fucking catch you out there, whether I'm lurking and, you know. But I figured I'd come in the chat room and hang out with you tonight a little bit.
Cool. Cool, man. Awesome. And I see some stuff that you send sometimes. I mean, do you have a YouTube channel, or are you just, like, promoting some stuff for a friend or something like that?
No, what happened was my YouTube channel got fucking deleted. I guess terms of services were broken there, so I went and I just put up stuff that I know is going to be safe.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool.
You know, that's not copyrighted or anything like that. You know, so fucking now the pranks are back up there that people could see. Because I had hundreds of thousands of views, so I figured people were enjoying that.
Yeah, totally.
So I put them back up there with some new stuff, too.
All right, totally. All right, so look, Nunu gave us a number here for the Hot Springs Village. I don't know what it is exactly, though. She had a good hello, apparently. It's in Alan and Joe Pink. You want to give them a call, Zolar? Do a prank. How long has it been since you've done a live prank call in the air? It's been a while, right? A couple months? A few months, right?
Oh, shit, man. Fucking maybe even 7 months. Who knows? Wow, right out of the bat. Yeah, I'd like to try one and see how it goes cold.
All right, that's cool. All right, Alan and Joe Pink, they're on Sanchez. The place is called, Hot Springs Village.
Yeah, Hot Springs, okay.
Yeah, I'll paste it. I'll give it to you in the chat room also here real quick. Here we go. See if this works.
Hello?
Yeah, I was looking to get a room down there. You have availabilities for the weekend?
I can hardly understand you. This is a private residence.
Oh, I thought it was with a Hot Springs Village or something to the effect. My wife had called.
There's a different number for Hot Springs Village. This is a private residence in Hot Springs Village.
Right, but do you have a hot tub in your backyard that maybe my wife can get down in?
Why would you want me to have a hot tub if I have a private residence?
Well, it would be more romantic, like you and your husband could dress like waiter and waitress, maybe, with his cock out.
No, we've been there, done that, but thank you very much.
We could pay you a good lump of money, maybe...
I thought
she was going to go for it. She could hardly hear me. Somebody had their audio on.
Yeah, I figured who it was, and I muted you real quick. I have that control from my computer. I can mute people on the conference. It's awesome. I love this setup, man. I'll share it with you, Zolar, in case you ever want to do a conference. Even not in the air, just to fuck around, get some friends, do some pranks. Hey, why not? All right, let me give them a call back. See if they pick up here again. That's all right, man. Just try. Hey, we'll just set a rule. If someone's doing a prank, try to mute yourself.
To an automatic voice.
And they're not going to answer anymore. All right, so that was from Nunu. Thank you, Nunu. Good number. Good on you, sir. In the meantime, I'm going to try this wacko's tattoo. Zolar, you do tattoos. I should have had you tattoo me or something. I don't have any tattoos, man.
It's piercings. I had like four artists working for me. I owned a tattoo parlor, but I don't do tattoos. I did a few, but not anything great.
Never mind then. All right, well, you got to pierce me. I got to get a piercing. All right, we're going to call Wacky's Tattoos here.
All right, the next person is trying to mute us all.
All right, I'll take this one here.
You have reached the voicemail box.
All right, no answer there, unfortunately. Let me move on here. We just called Freddy's Motel a little bit, right? Isn't that the one I just called? Let me Kelly give them a call back. What did I say to them? I already forgot, gentlemen. What did I say? I just fucking forgot already. Holy shit. Oh, man, what did I call? Oh, yeah, about unlimited use of the shower. That's what it was. Yeah, now I remember.
The hot water.
Do a normal thing and then ask him about the hot water just to see if the lady gets pissed off, just to fuck with her. Or whatever you want. Take it away.
All right, who's going?
Take this one. You take this one, Zolar.
Okay.
J-Rad's going to get the next one.
All right, mute everybody so we don't get an echo.
Yeah, I got him. Come on. She's not gonna answer.
I'm fucking running a fucking hotel.
No, I can't find the fucking number. Which is the one that I'm fucking calling? 605, Eric. Good, here we go. I gotta get better at this. I gotta start labeling these better. Okay. I got Strip Liquor. We can try that. They're in Vegas. They should hopefully answer. Liquor store's gotta be. Well, Vegas now. It's only 822. Fuck yeah. If there are any decent liquor store, they'd answer now. Let's give that one to J-Rad. Whatchamacallit, Zolar. Hang on here, man. And if anybody.
Okay, I'll be standing by.
Alright, J-Rad, you're on.
Nice.
Strip Liquor, Lilo speaking. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, you got some Absolute?
Hello?
Oh, what happened?
Hello?
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 J-Rad.
I'm here, man.
Let me call her back. Hang on.
What the hell? Alright.
Here we go. My bad. That's my fault.
Alright.
Strip Liquor, Lilo speaking. How may I help you?
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Yo, you guys got some Absolute there?
Yes, we do.
What's the biggest bottle you got? I'm looking to get drunk tonight. Half gallon. You guys don't go any bigger than that? I got a big party going on tonight. What are you charging?
Hold on 1 second. Let me look it up.
You don't know by chance? 30, 40?
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
I am bisexual. Come on. Fabulous.
$44.99. Do I get a discount if I buy two?
Sorry, I don't own the store. I'm just a little guy.
Well, could you hook up the discount?
I can't.
Oh, come on, girl. I mean, I can invite you to the party, you know? What time do you get off?
I'm a little guy on the totem pole.
We all are. What time do you get off?
I get off at midnight, but yet and still, I can't give you a discount.
No one needs to know, man. What's one bottle out the back?
Right?
Come on,
no,
girl.
I'm sorry.
No. Midnight,
right,
huh?
So, if you would like it, it's $44.99.
How about $40? And then $30 for the other one out the back, cash in your pocket, and then you roll to my house?
No.
Come on, girl.
Nope, I'm sorry.
We'll get freaky.
Bye.
No. Hey, what are you charging for some Captain Morgan?
We lost a patient. If you want, we can call her back. You tell me, sir. I'll call her.
Go ahead, dude. No. Go ahead, man. You hit the next one, bro.
All right, let's try it.
All right.
J-Rad, you sound older than I thought you'd sound. David has a Madhouse sticker, the only person with one.
It's Flicker, Lila speaking. Hold on one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Is this you?
I'll take this one.
All right, B.
Where you at, J-Rad? You got, like, a country road and crickets in the background. Sounds like you live in the middle of the sticks.
Bro, I got a freeway right next to me, man. Nevada, bro.
Nevada.
Parts of Nevada.
Nice. Nevada. Nice and dry. Long
days, baby.
Hello?
I love it.
Hello, yes, ma'am.
Yes?
Yes, do you have any gin there?
Yes, we have gin here.
Okay, now Seagram's gin?
Yes, we have Seagram's gin.
Now, the higher the level of gin you go, I know the price goes up. I was reading a magazine, okay, that rates cigars and drinks, alcoholic drinks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's called True Man. It comes from the UK. And it said that Bombay Sapphire was the best for the price of the gin that you were paying. It was the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between, let's say, a pint of the Bombay Sapphire and a pint of the Seagram's?
Hold on.
Okay.
1 second.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. The Bombay is $16.99.
Uh-huh. That's not bad.
And the Seagram's is $8.99.
Okay,
so it's a difference of $8.
All right. Now, at the risk of sounding a bit prejudiced,
mm-hmm.
when an African-American man comes in, a black man, what does he usually go for, the Seagram's or the Bombay Sapphire?
Are you serious right now?
Because that's a good way to judge if it's good or not.
He goes for the Seagram's.
Really? You know, and how much is the Seagram's?
What?
How much for the Seagram's? You said
$8.99.
And it's cost less, right, than the Bombay?
Yes.
What
but
is
you
it?
You know, most people in general, whether you're black, white, purple, green, or blue, they go for the Seagram's because it's a better buy.
I don't know, but listen, all right, the point is the African-American, the black man, he's choosing the inferior product, right?
I
mean, so
I have no idea. I don't drink gin.
But what does it tell you about the African-American, though, right?
He's trying to save money.
And what does that tell you if he has to save money?
Okay, I have to go now.
But that proves a point. I mean, have you heard of the Aryan White National Socialist Front?
All right, I gotta go, dude.
Is that a girl or a boy, man? Seriously. Zola,
that's
you ask
a girl,
him.
Man.
I don't know, because it says I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those small guys. I think that's like a little kid.
Yeah.
Zola, you ask it, all right? If it answers. I got it.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Strip looking for Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking to speak to the lady I was just speaking to about a half hour ago. I lost my credit card earlier, and I was just wondering if she found my stuff.
Hold on one second.
No.
Are you from Colorado?
Yes, I am. Who am I speaking with now? Because I'd just like to speak to the lady that I was speaking to originally. I don't want my card to get lost. If, I don't get it back in my hands tonight, I'm going to have to cancel everything out.
You can talk to her. I don't know if she took your card, though, but here.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm the guy who owns the card from Colorado. Your friend said you had it in your pocket.
And so the one you said what?
The Colorado credit card. Do you have my credit card, ma'am?
What is your name?
Ma'am, I'm just asking you right now. If you've spent anything on my card, I might be able to forgive you if it's a low price.
Excuse me. What is your name? And I'll tell you if I have your credit card in my store. Otherwise, you're calling a place of business.
Ma'am, just return it to me. If you return it to me, I'll just consider whatever you charged on it, you know, like a gift or a reward for giving it back to me instead of me having to go through all this, company charges and everything when I have to change my card to a new one and then I have to go down to the bank to pick up the new one.
Sir?
Just want, yes.
Sir,
I just want my card back,
ma'am. I need to know your name.
Ma'am, I just want you
to... I cannot send you anything if I do not know your name.
Ma'am, my wife is going to kill me if I lost the credit card because she doesn't know I'm out here. And I told her I was with my grandmother who's sick, and if she sees a charge from all the way out where you are, I'm going to be in trouble.
Okay, sir, nobody spent anything on your card? You have called a liquor store.
Ma'am, I know. I was in there earlier. Now I see charges. I called the number. I see charges on the phone. There's over $300 worth of charges on my... God, if my wife sees that there's a charge from this state, I'm going to be in trouble.
Okay, well, sir, you have to tell me your name first, and I'll tell you if your card is here. But I don't think
your card
is here.
Please don't call my wife just because I had that...
Honey.
Ma'am, I know you're mad at me. You looked at me funny when I brought the book to the store with me.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
I know she had a tight skirt. Well, go ahead, tell me. I'm going to be punished by God is going to punish me.
Listen to me. If someone has stolen your card, and I don't have it because I don't know your name at all, you won't tell me your name. I can't tell you if I have your card or not.
How could you compare it if you're saying you don't have...
And if the card that I have... in my store right now is your card, then there should not be charges on it because it's been in the back locked up.
Man, there's over $300 worth of charges for all kinds of sexual toys like dildos, big black ones.
Okay, sir, I do not know what to tell you about that. Your card must not be here because nobody around here does all that stuff.
Ma'am, you must be like one of... I don't care.
I don't know what type of people you were hanging out with while you were here, but clearly somebody got a hold of your credit card and it was not us. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, if you're into
big black... Your card stolen is what you're going to have to do.
Ma'am, I'm coming back over to the store and I want you to return the big black dildos. I don't care.
Oh, my God. Please. How about this? How about you... Quit fucking crank calling this goddamn store, bitch.
Hmm. She's gone. That's pretty good, man. That was that's good. Dude, you had her going for a little bit there with the crying, maybe. That was pretty good, man. All right, cool, good deal. All right, let's do another one. All right.
I don't see any chat. The chat room. What happened with the chat room?
Did it crash? No, I'm in there. I got a lot of. I don't know.
It's still going.
Seems to be okay. We got a call. Here, let me play that. I don't think you guys are going to be able to hear it. You got 11 seconds long.
Fucking faggot.
He called us a faggot. Someone in 775 area code. I don't know who that was. Did we call us 775? I'll have to look at the log, see who it was. Okay, coming up next.
Hello, dude.
I got a clown.
You hear me, bro?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Which one is this?
It's J-Red, bro.
Oh, okay. Are you driving your car? I got to put you on mute. Sounds like shit. You're in a truck. J-Red has a truck with a mat. Tell us about the Madhouse sticker. How'd you make it, dude? You used Tux, Tux picture, right?
I did, man. I feel bad about it. Sorry, Tuck, bro.
It's cool. Don't even.
I needed to spread the word, man.
All right. Yeah. No, it looks good, dude. I got to tell Tuck to chill the fuck out about that. He made a new version that has his name on it. So maybe we can get him to ease up on that a little bit if you give him credit, maybe. I think maybe that's all he wanted. I think he overreacted, if you ask me. Yeah, I got a text here. I got a text here to the mouth line from that last person, and they sent the following, "What the fuck, you bitch?" I'm copy-pasting their text that they sent to the mouth line there for everybody to see. "What the fuck you want, bitch?" Zolar, you're still in the chat room? Yeah, you're still in the chat room, dude. I don't know. I think you were mentioning that you were out of the chat room, but you're most definitely in there still. Joe, I see you.
No. There's no response from the listening audience.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they're probably listening and shit. A lot of them went to sleep. This is late, 11:35. All right, let's do another call. We got an Arab guy here. We got an Arab-owned liquor store here. This one's called the Speakeasy. We're going to give them a call. They're in Vegas. I don't know much about Vegas. Is Brandon Brandon Vegas, or the person formerly known as Brandon Vegas? Or are you the who else is on the line? We got Zolar, J-Rad. Who's the third person? If you're listening on the line, just huh?
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. I hear you, but I didn't get your name. Which listener is this?
Brandon.
Brandon. All right. Hey, Brandon. All right. Cool. Yeah. I'm calling Vegas. Now, you don't live in Vegas anymore, right? You moved out, or you just going by Brandon now and you're still in that town?
No, I don't live in Vegas anymore.
All right, cool. You don't have to say where you live, Al. I was just curious as if you do or not. We're prank calling Vegas right now. Just thought that'd be a nice little queer thing to tell you. Let me go ahead and get my Skype back in motion here. This is going to be another liquor store. I'll take this one the first time. Got an idea for this. And after I do it, then we can call back. You know, we'll just go round robin. That'd be cool. If you want to join this chat conference, you're more than welcome to. Give me a message privately online. If you're on AOL or Yahoo, send it to Madhouse Radio. If you're on MSN Messenger, madhouse.live.com.
Speakeasy, looking hello.
Yes, hi, hello. How are you doing, my brother? Peace be upon you. Sir, I have a question about the difference between the gins. Do you have pints of gin there? Pints of gin, you know how much that is?
Gin, 6 grams gin, $6.99 plus tax, $7.56.
Do you have anything better than that?
No.
Do you have Bombay at all? Sapphire? Bombay?
Bombay?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right, how much is...
$14.99.
For one pint?
Pint, $14.99 plus tax. Yes.
Do you have cigars there too?
Which one's cigars?
You know, the smoke, the kind you smoke?
Come in here, man. What's the problem?
I'm just asking you, because I have exactly $20, so I want to know how much for Bombay Sapphire and one cigar.
Which one cigar?
Well, what's the cheapest one you got there? What does black people buy?
$3.99 plus tax, Marvel.
What is it? Marvel?
Marvel. Marvel. Marlboro 409.
But that's cigarettes. So I'm saying like cigar, you know what I mean?
All right, you got 125.
Which one is it, Black and Mild?
Black and Mild, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Single.
Yeah, okay. Can I smoke it there, you know? Is it all right if I come in and smoke it?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah? Would I be all right with you?
Right with you?
I think I went over with that. That was shit. Let's give a call back. That was shit. I was not doing much. Sometimes it happens, guys. I mean, it's like that. I'm not the most perfect prank caller. I think I do most. I got a good 70. I think, and it's hard to get a 70% achievement rate in pranks, especially when they're live, man. Whoever wants this one, call it now.
Think easy to say hello. Hello.
Hello. Oh, come on, gentlemen. Who's going to take this prank? I guess I should ask that first. Anybody? Anybody want it? Zolar? J-Rad?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Zolar's going to do it. See if he answers this time. That was my fault for not to figure that out. Get the next number going. We have a second. I dropped the conference call. Fuck. Whoops. I gotta call the bridge again, gentlemen. Hang on. Made a mistake there with my clicking. Fuck, anyway. You guys still on here? Can you hear me? Did I get this right? Hello. I don't know.
Cut off?
There we go. Yeah, I cut off. Yeah, it happened. I cut off somehow. It happens sometimes. I don't know. Wish Milkman was real. Yeah, what's up?
Doesn't even know
we
disconnected.
Are you
there?
Yeah. Maybe you guys are muted. No, you guys aren't muted.
So we should try calling back.
Hang on, let me call back.
No, I'll probably call back.
Yeah, I think I logged in wrong. Let me try it again. Fuck. What call was this anyway? It's called the Cuckold. Anyway.
Excuse me?
Hello.
I saw you were out on Craigslist about the Mustang.
Uh-huh, you need the parts?
The Mustang.
You say if I can't get the whole car, you still have it.
Yeah, well, yeah, this depends on a few things. I mean, you don't want to trade, or you just want the car, the whole thing?
I want the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I have a trailer, 16-foot trailer.
You're going to bring the trailer? Uh-huh. Okay, all right. Do you want to sit down in the car and take it for a spin? A little bit, drive with me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, if you want the car, you need to come down and we need to, you know, walk together. Hold hands and go in the car together, holding hands. And, you know, try the car for a little bit. And if you like it, then, you know, maybe I'll, you know, you can have it. You need it for parts, or what do you want it for?
Well, I see some good parts, like the tires, and see what I can do. I have a steel trailer, 16 foot.
Yeah, all right.
Back in. Hope you guys can hear me.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, good. Sorry it took so long.
Well, can you come now? Because I'd like you to come now. I'm going to be in the car with my pants.
All right.
Okay, so...
I've got to turn this off. All right, cool. I had the next call here, but instead we're going to try that speakeasy again. Let's see if we gave him about 2 minutes here. J-Rad, you go ahead and take this one. You're still there, I see. I don't know if you're paying attention or not. Take yourself off of mute, whatever it is you're doing. Get this going here. J-Rad, you got to say something by the time the second ring comes, or I'll take it over. Thank you. I'm going to call Milkman in a little bit, too.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes.
Listen, I think we were disconnected before, but the Bombay Sapphire set is $14.99, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and a pack of cigarettes, how much is that?
$3.77.
Can you ring it up for me and tell me how much it's going to be?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah, that, and I don't know, well, give me that total and I'll see how much I got left, and I might get one more thing.
$19.88.
All right, and I have $20. So you have candy there?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Do you have, like, little candy at all? I'm paying with food stamps. I want to try to use as much of the 20 I can.
No, I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
I'm busy. Please.
No, I pay with food stamps. Come on. Fuck, come on, man. I want to pay with fucking food stamps. And we'll call back about food stamps. Hang on. It's busy. You took the phone off the hook. What the fuck? Alright, there you go. I'm not going to pick up. Someone's making weird noises. Did we lose J-Rad? I think we lost J-Rad for a while there, unfortunately. J-Rad, go. Hello? What's going on here? Hang on. User, go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
This is J-Rad, bro.
Oh, okay. You're back. What happened to you? Where are you?
I don't know, man. I had it muted and unmuted. And son of a bitch.
Good to see you again. All right, cool. We're going to do the next call. Anybody want to do this one? This one's called The Hungry Redneck.
Hungry Redneck. What is it, the bar?
I don't know. They're in Oregon. You take it, J-Rad. Now that you're back.
All right, B.
All right, cool. Zolar's still here, and Brandon Vegas is also on the line. Anybody else, if you want to join us, you can do so. Send me a message. Madhouse Radio? Yeah, Madhouse Radio on AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger, MSN Messenger, madhouse.live.com. I was in the chat room. Send me an IM. All right, I got a steakhouse instead if this doesn't pick up.
All right.
And we're going to end that there. Going to dial in the steakhouse instead. Stand by. They're in they're in Vegas. This is Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse.
Oh, my God. This place is nice.
You've been there, Zora. You were there.
Good evening, and thank you for calling Del Frisco's. This is Leon. How may I help
you? Yeah. Hello. How are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm calling from my cell phone. I'm actually driving in. I should be there in about an hour. And I'm meeting my fiance. What are we going to do tomorrow? We'd like to come down to Del Frisco's, right? That's who I'm reaching?
Okay. Yes, this is Del Frisco's.
Right. And we were hoping to get the chef to bring out the engagement ring. My wife is a competition meat eater.
Oh, excellent. Do you want to speak with a manager about that to set something up?
No, I was just wondering, I mean, you're what, a waitress or a hostess? Well, what's the biggest steak you can have so my wife can get a gigantic? I mean, like, we wouldn't
need
to have
our 24-ounce porterhouse, which is a huge, it has a 6 to 8-inch T-bone in it, and it comes out, and it's
right.
huge.
And you could rub the Toto sauce on it?
The what sauce?
The Toto.
Yeah. Hello?
Right, so you rub your Toto sauce all over it for me?
The what sauce?
The Toto
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a little bit.
I know, I'm in my car and we're driving through the desert right now. It's doing about 90. But anyway, I need you to rub your Toto sauce on it, the famous Toto sauce from Del Frisco's.
Okay. Did you have a reservation already?
No, so I have to make a reservation to get your Toto sauce rubbed on it?
Let me place you on hold, sir.
All right, hold on a minute, because I'm going to disconnect.
We got to call a Puerto Rican place about the same thing. Yeah, what's up?
You like that, right? I knew you would.
That's funny.
Hello?
Take over the call.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. My father was just calling about the special sauce that you're supposed to have there. He's getting engaged. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know. He's been there before. Is there a chef I could speak with? Because I've been talking to...
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what do you do exactly there? What is your business?
I am a hostess.
Oh, okay, honey. That's nice, honey. So, is there a man I can speak to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
hold on.
Thank you.
Get out of here. I love when you're condescending like that. It's my
favorite. Being a dickhead. Because you're like, this guy is it. Remember the Looney Tunes cartoon where there was that old grandma chicken and Sylvester would do something to her and she'd go to the big guy with the tattoo, the big chicken, and she'd be like, and he'd curl up his cuffs and fucking go after Sylvester and beat his ass. That's what it's like. Yes, go ahead, gentlemen. What is it? Gentlemen.
Am I rolling in some old lady? As the lady, so large woman.
What? Is it an old lady Zolar's woman?
Yeah. Well, you're his brother.
Zolar, is that the truth?
Yeah. Zolar's calling. I'll be his woman.
Go ahead.
Good morning, this is Steve. How can I help you?
Steve, are you a chef or there? Because I'm trying to think. I'm trying to talk about this sauce. And I've been talking to waitresses and hostesses, and I'm just trying to speak to a man, you know, who might be running this place.
I want the baby sauce.
Okay, what kind of sauce were you looking for?
It's Toto sauce, is it?
Toto sauce?
Yeah, I think my father's on the line also. Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're in a car, and he's passing me the cell phone. We're on our way down to Del Frisco's. We've been there before in New York and also Vegas. And we're wondering, can you make the famous Toto sauce?
I'm not familiar with that one, actually. What kind of sauce is it?
Oh, well, it's very juicy and runny. It's flowing.
Tell him it's a fish-based sauce.
It is a fish-based sauce.
A fish-based sauce? Is it something that they did in the New York Del Frisco's before?
Yeah, they do it for me all the time. You know, they say they marinate it in the Toto sauce, and, you know, they put the krika juice on it.
Okay. As far as I know, we've never made that sauce here. I can speak to the chef. Would it be something that you're looking to do tonight or tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be tomorrow. I'm getting married this evening when I get there. I'm rushing there right now. My father's doing like 90 through the desert, and I'm on the cell phone, so it's kind of hard to have a conversation. Let me put my father on. He's tall. He wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Dad. Dad. Wake
Hello?
Up. Dad.
Hello. Hey.
Hello, sir. Okay. Can you run through what's in the sauce, or I can...
It's usually one of the hostesses help out with the vaginal secretions.
That's exactly it. We need some women to get up in this thing.
Vaginal secretions. Yeah, we need some women here. Jen was Jen was on, and I sent her the information to call in. We need a broad. They got prank calls. I don't know. I've never met a woman who can do prank calls, to be honest with you. Little Evil Neo.
Well, I had to bring that call to an abrupt ending because I'm being called by my elderly girlfriend.
Yeah. All right, you're being called. All right, Zolar, well, if that means you got to go, then go.
Carlito, send me the conference number.
Go. Yes, Tuck, I will. Lay down some pipe, Zolar.
Hey.
All right, man. Thanks
for doubt. I said Roger and everything, man. See, it was nice doing pranks. I kind of missed this.
Yeah, you see, man, you did not bad. See, that'll teach you. All right. See you, man. Take it easy. That's Zolar, everybody.
Zolar.
I don't know what his website is. He's on the Google Zolar pranks. There you go. That's his website. Google.
You're doing the Google.
The Google. All right, we got that kebab place, Brandon, that you sent in from back in the day. Is that the same one from back in the day? The place used to be across the street from you? That place is awesome. We've had fun with them. Let's give them a call here. Let me play some music first real quick. I got to refill my water and put a little splash of lemon in that. I'll play a song.
Hey, Carlito.
Yes, sir. What's up?
We got any stray calls, old ladies, or anything?
Any stray calls from Lonesome Loser? Is that what you said? It's a little bassy. I'm sorry. What?
Any old ladies or anything?
Any ladies?
Old ladies.
Old ladies. I'm sure we do from the UK. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. Matter of fact, let me tell you who I got. I got the Browns. There was tons of old people, and we called these Browns here. Early in the year, got the the Reynolds families are in here. Anne Marie Holmes, she's in here. Yeah, all right. There you go. All right.
Just a bunch of British mothers.
Yeah, a bunch of British mothers. Isn't that exciting? All right, give me 3 minutes, people. I'll be right back. And you warm up your pipes. You'll be the next one. Then, if you got such a big idea about
all
it.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Roll me one, dude. Let me get back.
Yes, sir.
This line is now muted. This line is now unmuted.
Yeah.
at Old Navy in Honolulu, where right now I believe it is like 8:04. They should still be open. Might be actually 7:04 still over there, to be honest.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
An hour behind me. Throw it at me, man.
It's coming. Hang on.
All right.
Thank you for calling Old Navy Alamana, where we're currently having a huge fab fair featuring our famous jeans. Select styles and adults start at $15, and for kids, $10. Hurry in while we still have your style.
Your call is being transferred.
Shut
your
up.
Call cannot be transferred at this time.
What?
Please try your call later. Goodbye.
The fuck? That
what
is
the fuck?
Some shit. That is some shit. Where's the number? Which one's the one that called? Hang on.
Tomorrow I'm going to get...
Alright. I got a different one, don't worry. This is a different one. Nah, this is the same one. Fuck.
Not an Old Navy. Hey. Not an Old Navy, an old lady.
I think it's Old Navy, dude. Well, Old Navy would have been good too, fuck.
Nah. Hey, whatever you want, man. I don't think there's any Old Navy's any open anywhere, bro.
I don't know. Let me see.
You know. Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin.
Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin,
yeah,
same thing. Hang on. I'm
career
looking.
Or something.
I'm going to start reading shit. You stop me, damn it. Stephen Peacock. Charles Humphreys.
All right. That. Stephen, give me that motherfucker. Where is he at?
Stephen Peacock's in, the guy who played Mr. Humphreys on the old-time British TV show Are You Being Served? He's in California. All right.
All right. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I'm going to try.
Fuck it. Just do it, man. This is to fuck around. This isn't a serious show. This is a fucking, you know. Come on. We're doing prank calls.
I love it. I love it.
It doesn't have to be good. Just try it. It's fun. Anybody can do this if you want to join us. Let me know if you want to join the prank conference.
Call in, people.
It is not dialing. Okie dokie. I'm going to try it again.
Hey, thanks again for calling my son Jay, man.
Oh, dude, he kept texting me over and over again. That guy's...
Yeah, he said that shit.
He's funny. That's a funny dude.
He's crazy, bro.
I can't get it
to... He's crazy when you know him.
Yeah, he seems to be a little off. You know what I mean? He seems a little
he
touched.
Is.
Yeah, he's a little touched. I think, man. Come on, phone. Work.
Is that lag?
Fucking phone.
All right.
Hello. You have reached Curious Code. Please leave your message after the.
I don't need no message, bro.
All right, I got Charlie Humphreys. He's in Colorado. A place called a Porn Star Experience. That sounds kind of fun. An Asian woman answered there. Back.
All right, cool.
We'll try the Porn Star Experience. I don't know. We'll try it. See where it goes. These places like this, Porn Star this and Porn Star that, they're usually always all like fucking... Yeah, we don't have a sense of humor. Tuck, I told you I was going to give you the conference shit. Holy shit, I forgot.
Look him up. Looks badass, man. He's starting. He's learning. Oh, my.
Now, there's going to be an answer here.
East, west coast.
I got a donuts place in Guam. Let's see if they answer there. Fucking Guam. I have to hand dial it, though.
I don't think they're answering me. Come on.
Seriously.
You want me to send you some numbers, Beef?
I got them. I just got to get it, the number split.
Well, I know places in my area that are open.
All right, well, send them, dude, if you got them. Send them to me.
This one, all
right,
bro.
This one should be connecting right now. Here we go. All right, finally.
All right, cool.
The cost of call is
take it
per minute.
When this is called it's a donut place in Guam. It's like 3 p.m. there or something. It's tomorrow afternoon there.
Thank you for calling me, Joe Ferrero. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello?
Where am I calling?
Wing Chow.
Who am I speaking with? Wing Chow?
Man. I'm
sorry?
Yes,
I would like Greenfield. You got 12 Greenfield donuts, please, for me. ASAP.
What's that?
Hello?
Hello?
I come chunk on your lips.
Clam chowder?
You take it in mouth? You in mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
No, yeah. Sorry. I like, what donut you have? I like 12 assorted.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
How are you? I like 12
Hi.
Assorted donuts, please.
I'm sorry?
Why are you sorry? I did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong.
I'm sorry?
You got donuts right now? I'd be there 12 and a half, 30-second minute.
Where are you calling us, sir?
I'm calling from 12 minutes down road. I'm right there.
What do you wanna...
I'm standing outside. I'm there. I just don't want to come inside. Unless I know you have donuts.
All right, we lost the patient. Patient is hanging up. We will redial the payment. Stand by. Patient, rather. Redial
it. I don't know if I'm doing all right, man. I don't want to be screwing up your show, bro.
You're not screwing up anything.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Stop being a girl.
All right.
Act like a man.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Listen, who is this?
I have balls.
Listen.
Hello.
Who's over there talking to my son on the other line over there? Because you got him all riled up. He's autistic. And you start calling and harassing him. He's got chemical imbalances, and he starts hearing echoes, and he starts going crazy. Now I got him yelling in the background. Who is this? And why are you calling my son like that and talking to him like that about donuts? What is this about donuts? He can't have donuts. He's diabetic.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand.
You're calling my
Hello?
Son. You called my son in our house, and you woke us up, and you're talking to him.
Your son?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Hold on. We call your son in your house?
He's autistic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, and why are you talking to him like that on the phone? You know it's dangerous to talk to an autistic kid on the phone?
What's that, sir?
You can put IDs in it. I'm going to put him on the phone, and I want you to apologize to him, okay? Hang on.
I don't understand that. Hello?
Charlie.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello,
I'm
sir.
I'm Pippi in bed. Hi. Hey, hello. I'm Pippi in bed, and I'm not worried. Pull up. You help me. I want donut. I think donut absorb pee-pee.
You want donut?
I want pee-pee on your face. Pee-pee.
Hello, can I talk to your dad?
I taka taka taka. Santa, I make pee-pee in bed.
Give me the fucking thing. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yes.
Hello?
Did he apologize? Did she apologize to you?
What's
that, I'm sorry.
Why?
Huh? Well, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Are
what
you
happened?
Do you run the place, or what is your job there? What do you do? Do you make donuts?
I'm a clerk here at Twin Shows.
Well, who's in charge of the shows?
Okay.
Do you not speak English? Is there someone who speaks English that you can put on? You have an accent. I can tell. It's okay.
Okay.
Why did you call my son?
We're not calling anybody here.
Well, he got a call about eating donuts or something. Do you have donuts? Is this the donut place?
Yeah, I know, and you go. I'm in the dead zone, sorry.
Why are you calling people? And
he said bad word to me, Daddy. He, in the wrong windshield. Wrong, in the other windshield.
He said bad word. Make me
you think it was the other
myself.
One? There's another windshield. You think it was them?
Maybe on the other windshield, sir, not here. Plus, I'm working here since morning.
How far away is the other windshield, though?
Jigo?
Uh-huh.
Maybe Jigo, Agat, windshield small.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what else you got?
You say bad word.
Yeah, he said bad words, but you're saying it's not you now.
Bad words.
Bad words?
That's what he says, that someone said bad words.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not here. Maybe not here.
I don't know. I don't know. I really want to believe you, sweetheart, but the proof is in the pudding.
Okay.
I mean, it came up on the call ID. It said Winchell's here is who called.
She's peeping on me.
You understand?
You're speaking with Len.
Huh?
Len.
Len?
Len. Yeah, she Len on my face.
You see?
She mean lady.
It was you.
I thought. Eddie.
Does the other one, is the other place, are they open still?
Hello?
Is the other place open still? Is it open?
I'm
calling them right now. No one answers about this. And you introduce yourself to them and you let them know what's going on. You see, bring them up on the situation.
You make me comment.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Winchell's?
Yes.
Listen, I got the other Winchell's on the line. Hey, woman, say who you are and explain what's going on.
The pee-pee on me.
Not you. Woman, Winchell's, the other one, Dedado.
I don't understand the situation, sir, that's why.
Is this the Mangalau Winchell's? Is this the one in Mangalau next to the supermarket?
Please.
Is this the one or not? Please tell me.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
What is this?
Well, I'm asking, is this Winchell's?
Yeah, Winchell's Mangilaw.
Okay. And then I have the other Winchell's.
Winchell's Mangilaw. Ako dumaintindihan nito sabihan. Nani sabi daw rin nandun?
What are you saying over there? Speak in English.
Hello?
You need to speak in English.
Hello?
By law.
Okay. I will talk to the Winchell's employee at Mangilaw.
No, but speak in English and I'm listening.
Yeah.
No,
hello?
I want you to explain right now.
What kind of explanation you want, sir? I don't understand what's happening. You're the one who called me.
Well, I think your people are calling over here making dirty noises and calling them and talking to my son who's autistic. I think is what the problem is. And I got him on the line right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, one moment. Janelle, can you nasaglit? Maybe he's the other employee.
Tuck, you're on the line.
Nani?
Tuck.
What's
up?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
What's going on over there? Who called my son and talked to him like that?
Hello? I don't understand what happened.
What happened?
Someone called me from Winchell's.
I don't know.
And you people calling my son over here, making bad noises on the phone, and you scared him. And he's autistic.
Sir, this is Winchell's Manila. We didn't never call.
He's drinking Listerine. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know. This is a Winchell's Manila. We'd never call.
He's never done this before.
Sir, this is Winchell's Mangilaw. We didn't call.
Well, it says
we didn't call anybody.
My phone says Winchell's, and someone called over there offering him donuts, and he can't have sugar. He gets
hyped. Maybe not ask, because you are the one who first who called me.
Well, you
called him here in Winchell's.
The other woman, the other woman in Didi Do said to call the Mangilaw one, that it was you.
And no, maybe not ask her.
Tell her.
We never told her.
Explain it that you said that it was her, that you knew, right? Tell her. She's on my side in Dededo. Tell her.
What do I tell her?
You tell her that you know.
Somebody called here. You are the first one who called us.
We figured
out. Call everybody.
We figured it out together. Don't lie. Come on, tell her the truth now.
What truth? Oh my goodness. What's this?
You know what she did. She's the one that called and spoke to my son. You said you have proof, and now I called her, and now you don't want to admit it. Why? What's going on? Is there a special thing?
I don't know. You are the first one who called us. Then you are asking who called your what's that? Your son.
Is the Mangalau one
there? I don't have. I'm sorry?
Mangalau, are you there?
What's Mangalau?
Are you from Mangalau? Are you the Mangalau woman?
No, I'm from Winchell's Dededo.
But who's the one from Mangalau?
I don't know. Who's that?
Where are you from? Which city?
I'm from Winchell's Dededo, sir. Not in Mangalau.
Okay, then where's the one from Mangalau? We were just talking to her. Where is she?
Oh, I don't know.
She hung up?
Maybe, sir, because we're busy. I'm working alone here. But I have a customer also.
But this is serious. What's going on with me?
I don't know.
This is a serious
problem.
You
are the first one who called us because we don't know what my guess.
No, someone called over here and was very rude to my son.
Maybe not us. I didn't know your number.
Oh, man, how many of these windshields are they? Who could it be?
Why don't you check the number, so that you will know who call your son.
He's getting on the phone and hitting buttons. I don't know where this came from. He doesn't know how to use the phone.
Even me, sir, I don't know your number. I didn't use the telephone since morning.
But you sold my son like donuts or something. You gave him sugar.
Donut. Your daughter, your what's that? Your son, he came at Winchell's Dededo. He buy a donut.
You gave him donuts without permission. You're not supposed to give him donuts like that.
My goodness, I don't know. I didn't serve anybody. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, it's bad. He's out of control. He gets angry, and we took him to church the other day. They put holy water on him. And the holy water started bubbling up and everything, and he started talking really deep.
And it's not my responsibility because I didn't serve.
But I'm worried about him.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, okay, sir. I have a customer. I'm working alone.
He says these things. You see what he's saying? He hits buttons on the phone, and he talks in his dirty voice. And it's ever since you people... You did this to him. Listen to him, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I have a customer. If this is a joke, I'm sorry. I'm not...
Is that Tuck? Tuck, that's you, right? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that question, yeah.
I was kind of freaking. I figured out which one was you. I didn't see I had you muted here. I unmuted you, so let me mark you.
I unmuted everybody. I think more people are on the line.
I unmuted everybody now except for J-Rab because he kept talking, and I figured he sounded autistic. Hung up. Someone who's on right now? Tuck's here, J-Rad's here, I'm here, and there's two other people. Please share.
Yeah.
Brandon's here.
I didn't keep talking, man.
Brandon's here, of
course. Come on, goddamn iPod.
All right.
What up, Tuck?
Hey, what's going on?
Who is that?
What's up?
I had someone else coming in here, but I guess he hung up.
I don't know. They'll come back, hopefully, maybe, probably.
Yeah, come back. Everyone come back.
Nunu sent in numbers. It's called them. You want to do a prank, Tuck? We got Keith Martin. Apparently, he's a dude that wants to teach kids how to be gay, or at least that it exists. I don't know what the... city he's from or whatever. I don't know where it's just going to be. Tuck, if you get that, send it to... Nunu, if you get that, send it to Tuck directly. Tuck, I'm going to send you the info in the IRC chat.
Okay, what are we doing? I wasn't paying attention, sorry. What's happening?
Look in IRC, IMDU information
about
that guy, all right? He's
okay, you're right. Keith Martin.
He says that they should teach the kids how to be gay because at least that exists, according to him. I guess he is not a creationist. I don't know if he's a creationist or not. I think that means that he's saying that he's anti-creationist. He's, what is it called? Evolutionist.
What now? Oh, okay, gotcha, because...
He's a school board member, sir. That's who it is.
Right.
Right?
And he's teaching the kids to be gay.
How to be gay or what gay is about, and he's controversial because he's doing it in Louisiana. And there's Klansmen in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, he just doesn't do that in Louisiana.
That's still, yeah. All right, we're doing
get him.
It.
Get him.
All right, quiet on the set. Touch 7-4.
I'm going to start the car, you start the car.
Go for it, Tuck.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I can be your little gay boy.
God.
He's quite good at that, you know.
How are you?
Shut up.
Cougars.
You have reached the home of Keith, Kathy, and Katie Martin. Leave a message.
Leave a message, everyone. Hello.
Hi, I'm just calling to give my support that we just don't do that in Louisiana. And so just making sure the support is around that we just don't do that.
We're calling
okay,
you.
Okay, just love you.
We're calling you just because we wanted to let you know that we support that you don't want the gay classes to be in the schools. We support that. They told us today in church, we have prayer group today, and they gave us a pamphlet about your information, and it said that you were against gays being in the schools, that you wanted to get rid of the gays, and we wanted to make sure that you knew that we support that, Brother Martin. Thank you very much.
And Jesus loves you.
And Jesus, yes.
And gives you big old hugs.
Amen.
Big long hugs.
I think it ran out, right? Okie dokie. Hang on, folks.
What the hell?
What else we got? What's going on in the list? What's going on in the roster?
I'm looking for the next one.
Oh, no.
Give me a moment here, Tom.
Cool.
We call some businesses in Honolulu.
Nightclub.
Let me see what's in Honolulu. I'm zooming in on Google Maps on the city of Honolulu. When you get close on Google, you can start seeing stuff. I can see stuff, man. Alright, let's... I got a... Dewdrop Inn. They're in somewhere in Honolulu. Downtown Honolulu. Honoruru. Let me give them a call.
Honoruru.
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 I'm going to tell them just like that. This is Honoruru.
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 Hello, I'm a runner.
Oh man.
Good point.
A cock center number. That bitch. I got it.
Okay.
I got it, man. Thanks, man. Another dumbass member of the board named David Tate. Thank you, Nunu, and Kokani for reminding me. God damn it.
That shit's crazy.
Yep.
Hey, unmute everybody. Someone is online. And whoever's here, start talking.
Yeah, let me set that. No wonder I can't see it. I forgot to set the
stupid
thing.
Make noises with their mouth.
Forgot to set it to refresh. No wonder.
Okay.
Now I see who's in here and who's not. Good deal. It's refreshing in 4, 3, 2, 1. Nope, nobody. Everyone's unmuted right now. If you're on the line now, you are unmuted. And I can't get this to connect.
What?
Skype is not connecting. Here we go, finally. Got it.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is this the inn in Honoruru?
Who is calling?
I'm looking for the Honoruru Inn. The inn in Honoruru.
This is a Chinese restaurant, Dewdrop Inn.
Uh-huh, yeah, this is the inn, right, in Honolulu?
Yeah.
All right, I want to make two spaces, please.
Can you say again, what would you like it?
Where would I like it? I don't want a table shower.
I like it in Garana River.
Yes,
can you say again? Can I help you?
Yes. I don't want the table shower, though. I just want maybe, I don't know, like the back, the shoulder blades a little bit.
Get a lot of massage.
And then on the flip, maybe you can, you know, give me a little bit of the, you know, massage. Hello? Massage-y, hello? Is this the dude drop in? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Yes, hi, how you doing, ma'am?
Yes,
ma'am, I was calling, is this the dude drop in? I wanted to make sure, because I was trying to call him. Huh?
Yes, this is Dewdrop Inn Chinese restaurant, yes.
Yeah, in Honolulu, right?
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, listen, I want to make two spaces over there.
No, this is Chinese restaurant.
So put me down for two spaces.
Say again.
Put me down for two spaces, damn it, Charlie. You listen to me.
Charlie?
Huh?
Who is it?
There's Charlie there.
Daddy?
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Listen, sir. Put me down for two spaces. I want the... You got the number two?
What is the number two? This is Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, give me down the number two. Beef and broccoli, number two.
Okay, and what else, man?
I want two spaces for two nights, Friday and Saturday. And I want to check in around 7 p.m. in the inn for Honolulu spaces. You understand?
You want a reservation?
Uh-huh, yeah. You do massages there, right?
What does it mean?
Well?
Yeah.
You do massages there, right? You do massages, right? I don't know.
Hello?
Maybe, do I have the wrong number? Is that what it is?
Hello?
Do I have the wrong number? Is that what it got? You stupid, man. Really?
Hey, come on.
You stupid! Why do you keep saying hello? You don't listen? I'm talking.
No, this Chinese restaurant, not massage, okay?
This is stupid restaurant, a stupid asshole. It doesn't know what
I
to say.
I fuck you.
I'll fuck you first. Bastard talking to me like that, son of a bitch. I fucking hear the fucking prank call, damn it. Shut up, man. Jesus, right? I'm not going on a limb here. I'm just asking for a little bit of cooperation. Jeez.
I guess so.
I'm
just crazy that they act that way. We're trying to prank all people.
It's rude.
We're trying to prank all people. They should have some, you know, decorum and...
Decorum? Decorum and decency.
A little bit of cooperation. That's what I'm going to ask. That's you. Just me, though. I don't know.
What I asked for. I don't think I'm asking for a lot.
What's calling up now?
Same
people.
Listen, sir.
Hello?
Listen, I'm just asking for a little bit of cooperation and decorum from you. And some... Yeah.
Hey.
Listen. Come on, man.
What?
Don't be like that. Don't be like
that. I fuck you know. You understand?
No.
I fuck you understand?
I don't speak Asian. I don't know what you're saying.
Fuck you son of a bitch, you.
It's awesome. Wow. Awesome.
Stick that up your roo-roo. On a roo-roo.
On a roo-roo.
Stick that up your Ronald roo-roo.
Did you ever get that guy's name?
No.
That's why I said.
His name's Charlie.
About that too.
I called him Charlie. I don't think he liked that very much. If you're listening to the show, let me know if you're only getting one side of audio, because in my headphones, I'm not getting anything in the left ear. I don't know if that's translating into the whole stream or not. I think it is. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Why do we got to be like that anyway, that guy, old man?
I don't know. It's just me.
That's me, man. Trying to call him back. He won't answer.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, look, we don't need to be like that, all right? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You donkey.
Okay, bye-bye.
You stupid donkey okay. ass. You stupid shit.
Pick it up, you're on a roo-roo.
Yeah. Why, he's...
fuck you, you understand?
I don't...
Come on.
I'm going to go down there and push you around.
Come on.
You're breaking up on your piece of shit Chinese phone is breaking up too much.
Fuck you, son of a bitch, you malika piece. Fuck you, you.
Don't, if you're gonna curse me out, just get closer to the phone base, stupid monkey.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch, you.
That's good. Oh, man, I only get one-sided audio. Fuck. Please tell me this is only happening with me.
They're hearing it on both ends.
Well, the stream is fine.
They hear, yeah, well, if it's in the stream, it's fine. Maybe my headphones
Your cans are all wickety-wackety.
I don't know.
You've been having wickety-wacky audio tonight. I don't know what's up with you.
That's disrespectful. All right. Of myself. Myself being disrespectful. I got to save that number here. Hang on. Let me add that to my contacts, gentlemen.
Yes.
I forgot the name. What was I called? It's an N, but it's really a Chinese restaurant.
Do drop in.
Do drop in. Yes, sir. Thank you. Do drop in restaurant.
Sounds a do drop in, is it?
Oh, man. That's what stir fry today was good. Healthy stir fry. Just had a little spray, olive oil spray on it on the wok. That was it. Add a little bit on the base, though. We're not going to make it like that anymore. With some lean beef cut like strips, and then it had some baby carrots, had baby carrot pieces, baby corn, and snap peas, and broccoli, and no olive oil. It has too much sodium, I think. We boiled it up. And then we just mixed some adobo in it, man. It's good to go. And some garlic, minced garlic, I think.
Can I vote to say yay or nay on the sodium?
Trying to reduce the sodium. We put adobo in it. That's enough sodium. Yeah, it's soy sauce, and it's going to be too salty to eat. Too salty. He was laughing, though, Sean. Okay. Good point. Sean Arnorn or Calness. Mentioning that gentleman did laugh. Thank you. That's very good. Asda, hey, I'm probably going to, I'm going to Aldi. It's a different one. I think they're from Europe also. I'm going to be going there probably tomorrow, Friday. They got cheap goods. I don't know if they have those over where you gentlemen live at, but everything's generic. Everything, fucker. Everything in that store. Give me a second. I'll be right back with the next prank. To the UK, we're going to call for leaks. Leaks.
A leak? What's that? We'll find out.
That's a leak right there.
Hello?
Just let them make an order for pickup, please.
Hold on, pickup, okay. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yes, let me help you.
Yes, let them make an order for pickup, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Gotta get one large egg drop soup.
What soup?
Egg drop. Do you have egg drop soup?
No, we don't serve egg drop soup.
What do you have? Sweet and sour or wonton?
Yeah, wonton soup, hot and sour soup.
Oh, hang on. Wonton? Wonton soup, she said. Okay.
Wonton soup, large or small?
Large wonton soup. Okay. Do you have any? Do you have egg rolls there? Anything like that?
Yeah.
Spring rolls. Spring rolls or egg rolls.
Yeah, spring rolls.
Okay. How many come per order? Is it two or four?
Four piece.
All right. Give me one of those four piece, and then do you have French fries there for my kids?
Can I have well men? You never give me my well men.
Hello?
You always bring back everything.
Do you have
well
the
men.
French fries for the kids at all? French fries? Do you just do French fries there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No French fries.
All right, and pork fried rice at all? Or no.
You want a house fried rice?
Yeah, that's fine. Hog fried rice, sure.
Okay, and then what else then?
And then, do you people, like, urinate and shit in the food or something over there? Because I got so fucking sick the other day when I ate.
I, tamale, one bag out. I fuck you, you know. Fuck you, someone. Hey, you now call, okay, I call police, you know.
Oh, come
understand?
On, man. No, dog. Look, I was being serious.
You understand?
I'm sorry. Come on.
I'm sorry. I fuck you, you, I'm sorry.
Come on, really.
Son of a bitch.
No.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry. Please.
Fuck you, you.
Look.
Fuck.
I'm sorry,
fuck you
asshole
fuck.
Shit.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry, asshole.
Get out of here.
Stupid shit, asshole.
Yeah.
That was classic. I muted you guys. I didn't want you guys to interrupt that because that was getting great.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I get like that sometimes. I
didn't realize you were calling the same guy back over and over, just terrorizing that porn woman.
That guy's funny. Yeah, that guy's awesome. All right, I'm going to save his number now. I had to put it in Skype. I figured I'd call him while I was at it.
Okay.
Yeah, let me add that here. That's the 808.
Yeah. This might technically violate our three call only rule.
Yeah. Nah, we'll wait a while. Who were we just calling, though? What place? Oh, yeah, the Dewdrop. That's right. Here we go. Finally getting to it. Dewdrop and restaurant on a roo. Here we go. That guy is awesome. That guy's our new Sam. We say that all the time.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see, man.
All right, Kokanee, does anyone else, Kokanee, Brandon, and Tuck, or Kokanee dropped the line, I think.
No.
Talking
about
who's here. I got a donut tree in the Juleo Shopping Center there in Guam, if you want to call them. We can also call Honolulu still. Let's see, Honolulu.
We got the choice between Guam and Honolulu.
Guam, donuts in Guam and Honolulu. I got Antipastos. Let me see what that is here. I think I'm getting sick. That would suck. Sick sucks. Antipastos, I'm guessing that's like an Italian place, right? Let's see.
It could be, yeah.
Fucking open.
It's open. Are you open?
Italian restaurant, yeah, they sure are, and they are definitely open. Reviews are good. You want great food service and atmosphere.
I want great atmosphere, yes.
Insanely large portions of tasteless food, really nice ambience, a family-style local Italian restaurant. They offer traditional Italian cuisine, generous portions at moderate prices.
Beat you long, happy meat.
Happy meat. Hey, that's what we need is some fucking happy meat.
That's what I need to do. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Happy meat. Here we go. Want to join the conference call, let us know. We're doing prank calls, round robin.
Thank you for calling Antipasto's Baritania. This is Robert.
Hello? You? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay,
hello?
I have so-and-so problem. I tried to take order. Maybe it's not very good. Hello, can you understand me?
I can't very much understand you, no.
I will try to give order as good as me are.
Okay.
Maybe long, big, one happy meat.
Happy meat.
See, happy meat. You have happy meat. See?
No, sir. Hold 1 second, please.
Hello, this is Karina. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello. Yes. Give order to man guy. I need a long, big, thick, happy meat.
You want to place an order for a steak? Is that right?
No. My English is horrible.
Okay.
But I need a big, hang on. I have, Dola, good morning, Kekia Hago. He will help translate. Go now.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm translating for somebody. I don't know. I was connected on conference call. I'm translator number 992.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a translator conference call before?
No.
Okay, the gentleman...
We're in a restaurant. Is he trying to place an order?
Yes, he's trying to place an order. He's
okay.
He's going to... I got... Okay, I just... he's going to say... He'll say his sentence. He'll tell me to go ahead. We'll read it to you in English, and then you just have to respond back and say, go ahead when you're done, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, this is operator 227. Signore.
Who is it? Big, thick, longer, happy meat.
Okay.
Uno.
Gentleman says he's interested in steak meats. Go ahead.
We have one steak on the menu. It's an 18-ounce boneless ribeye. Go ahead.
Okay, the gentleman says he's explaining that it's in his trousers, that it goes down to his knees. And
kiss my ass.
Do you need me to translate that, Tucker?
big ass.
18-ounce river. Jesus Christ. All right, let's...
That's good.
Something else over there. All right, that was
Something else.
Antipastos. All right, moving right along.
Coconisa, this is one of the best calls I have ever heard. Well, man, is awesome. Thank you.
I was just going to come on and say that to you. I think that was one of the best I've ever heard.
All right, we got Ed. Awesome. Thanks, Coconie. Coconie, we got Asia Taylor here. If you want to do a prank, you can. Let me know. If not all connected here, I'll take this one off the bat. Asian food trading.
Are you going to take it off the bat?
You're not on Skype. Oh, you're on Skype. Okay, my bad. I'm not paying attention here. This is right down the street. From the place where I'm prank calling places all in the same area here. I'm going to tell this guy at the 8 Fat Fat 8 Bar and Grill that I'm calling from the place with that angry Chinese guy that we were just talking to. Give me a call. What do you say there, you stupid ass? Hey, listen, who is this? Are you the guy in charge of 8 Fat Fat 8?
I just work here.
Yeah, listen. Who runs the show over there? Listen, I'm calling from right across the way, and we got an issue here with someone over there that has been coming over here taking the milk that they leave in front here in the morning.
He's taking what?
He's taking the milk over here from the front in the morning. The milk.
Oh, the milk?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you have a description?
Listen. My son was out watching to see who it is that keeps taking the milk shipment. And he watched you people come all the way down the street, come to the place,
okay.
you picked up the crate, and you took it with you, and you went down the street with it.
Oh, okay. If it's possible, you could give us a description, then maybe, you know, because, I mean, there's so many people.
Well, who's in charge over there? Listen, I'm calling from George's, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So put the boss on the line right now.
Okay, hang on.
Hello?
Yes, hey, who is this?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm the manager here.
All right, listen, this is George from George's across the street.
Hi.
Listen, someone over there keeps taking our milk shipment, and my son was out today watching from his car, and he saw someone come that works at your place, came over here, took the milk crates from in front of our place, and took them back to your place. So I want
okay,
those.
Okay, that's not possible because we're not even open. When nobody's here in the morning.
I want them here right now with that stuff. I want them to bring it back because if not, I swear to God, I'm going to call the newspaper and I'm going to call Bob Morton, the news solvers, and tell them how a bad place is that you steal people's milk. I'm not going to make a scene out of it because I'm a decent person. Of all the milk that you've taken from us for the last month. But you bring all that milk back and there better not be a single bottle open. And I want it back right now. Now and now is now.
I'm sorry, can I get your phone number, George?
This is George. George at George Deli, right? Why don't you just come across the street then?
Okay, I'll come across the street.
I'll be right here.
Okay?
Hurry up.
All right, thank you.
Hurry up. There we go. All right, now we're going to call George.
What are you going to tell him?
Oh, come on, George.
He ain't playing.
Well,
she's
going over there for nothing. Fuck. Close, but no cigar. All right, what we got here? We got the Maikai Market in Honolulu.
I just phone that lady back in 5 minutes.
Maikai Market.
I'm going to hang
her back in 5 minutes and then say, well, hey, you were... standing behind the door, and she wouldn't come in or something like that.
Yeah.
I tried calling her just as she went back across the street.
Yeah.
Come back. Tell her to come back.
Come back. Turn around. No, wait. Turn around. Yeah. All right. I'm going to call the Maikai Market.
Aloha. Thank you for calling Ala Moana Center's Customer Service Center. If this is an emergency.
Shut up.
Emergency! Emergency!
Alright, let me try this here. I know, I'm just thinking, maybe these places are closed at this time. I don't know what time it is really in Honolulu.
It's only midnight here. And so, yeah, they're open, dude, or you know, in nighttime hours at least.
Yeah, maybe. Alright, let's call FedEx Office, FedEx Kinko's as they call it sometimes now. Excuse me. I think I am getting sick. Son of a cock.
Nanny is repetitively typing whales. Don't know why.
New news typing Thanks. Whales. Hello.
Office. You're locked.
Hello.
Our business are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on from noon to 6 p.m.
Shut up.
Please try again. Thank you for calling FedEx Office, Office and Print Center. Please choose from the following options. For our fax number, direction, please try again. Thank you for calling FedEx Office, Office and Print Center. Please choose from the following options. For our fax number, directions, center hours, or our web address to place an online order, please press 1.
Where
for last pickup time for FedEx Express and FedEx Ground, or to track the status of a package, press 2. Press 9 to speak with a team member for questions or for information about the products and services provided at this location.
What was us to hit? I wasn't paying attention.
Thank you for calling FedEx Office, right. Office and Print Center. Right.
Thank you.
Please choose from the following.
I was looking at numbers and I was like, ooh.
Questions about product services.
Hey, listen. Hello?
Yes.
This is DiFilippo. I'm calling from KFC. I'm the manager here. You understand?
Okay,
listen, you people kept taking our milk, and we found out today my son was watching from the store, and he saw that you're the people that keep coming and taking our milk order.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys, he follow one of your employees, take our milk order, and take it all the way back to the Kinko's. They leave milk in front of our store every day. You understand milk, the milk shipment?
Okay.
Who's the employee that...
How do you know?
Because we followed him. My son watched him, and he went into Kinko's with the crate of milk.
Do you know who's an employee?
We need to have this milk back here because that's expensive milk, and it comes out of my paycheck if it doesn't show up. And they took two crates of milk already, and then this is the third one, and I'm not going to let this happen. Because we work together like this, I'm not going to tell my boss. I'm not going to get upset about what happened with the other milk, but you need to go ahead and bring that milk back here ASAP, please. And please tell me that it's refrigerated.
Do you have a description of the person or something? Because we have customers coming out all the time, so we don't know who it is unless you can describe the person who it was.
Is there a man I can speak to there? Because you sound a little nervous. I don't know what's going on with you.
Would you be able to identify the person?
Are you okay? What's the matter with you, honey?
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just asking, would you be able to identify the person?
Well, my son could maybe.
It's okay. You don't have to cry.
Yeah.
No, I'm not crying.
Not to cry. It's okay.
He's on the line now. You want to know? I mean, tell him. Bobby.
How do you know it's an employee?
Because he followed you all the way. He followed the pertinent employee all the way there.
How do you know it's not a customer, though?
Bobby, did he have a uniform on?
Yeah, well, you see, well, they all have uniforms on, but, you know, you don't have to cry about it. You know, I'm not happy with where I work either.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry?
If you're not happy with where you work, what do you have to steal your neighbor's milk for? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm just asking a question because right now you're just accusing without proof. So.
No, we have proof though. But my son saw him with a Kinko's uniform on, and he went into the Kinko's with a blue crate of milk.
Okay. Well, if you wanna talk to the manager about it, you can. She's here during the day.
Well, what time is it now? What's going on? Am I calling too late for you or something?
No, the manager's only here during the day, regular business hours.
Is there someone else I can talk to there, maybe? Because I understand you.
There's no need crying over spilt milk.
Was it her?
There's nothing we can do about it right now. You can talk to the manager and see if maybe she can check and see if there's any.
Do you have an epilepsy or something?
Are you okay? Should we come back later and recompose yourself?
No, there's nothing I can do about it now. You can speak to the manager about it.
I mean, are you by yourself there? I don't understand what the big deal is.
We promise we won't have her yell at you if that's what you're afraid of.
No,
we promise we're going to tell her not to yell at you because we're not going to want you having a breakdown.
No, right now it just sounds like you're making accusations. If you want to talk to the manager, you can talk to her in the morning.
I think it was you that took the milk and you're just covering for yourself.
No, I did not take
the milk. I want to speak to an impartial party who's there and can explain.
Okay, yeah, you can speak to the manager about it tomorrow.
There's no need to cry over spilt milk.
I'm not crying. And right now you're just here on the phone insulting us and our employees. You can speak to the manager about it.
Dad, you said boo too loud, I think, and just freaked her out.
I don't know. I mean,
he does that a lot. He's a little bit abrasive.
I think you have like an epilepsy.
And he
or
calls
something.
Women men and everything. He's a little bit of an ASS, if you know what I mean. But it's okay.
You said you're the manager over at KFC.
Yeah.
Okay. The store manager?
Well, I'm the franchise owner.
The owner?
The owner of the franchise. I own this franchise, KFC. I own five of them in town.
Okay.
When you eat KFC, you're eating my stuff. The Filippo. You understand? Di Filippo.
Okay. It just seems like you're being a little unprofessional right now. If you want to call back later and talk to
me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being a little unprofessional.
Dad, you are being a little bit unprofessional. Let's face it.
Well, listen to the way you're talking, lady. I mean, look, you're obviously on the influence of some medicine or alcohol or something. I mean.
Okay, I'm going to have to hang up right now.
Why do you talk like that, sweetie? What's wrong?
You just called her and made accusations.
There's no need to cry over spilt milk.
Yeah, it's okay. We're not.
I'm not crying. This is not getting anywhere, so I'm going to hang up now, okay?
Oh, man. That's horrible. She talks like who's the old lady?
She was almost crying as she picked up the phone. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
She talks
poor
like
poor girl.
She's got the Catherine Hepburn. She's like, hey,
I don't know what. Yeah,
you're accusing us. I don't know. Man, that's a fucking place to live.
It's like a poor little British lady you would call up and just start crying and stuff. And that level. I was like, I said, okay. Oh my God, what's going on? It's all right. Don't freak out. It's okay. It's a pretty cold. You go back to sleep.
Don't get sad. It's okay, baby. I'm calling Nano Banani Chicken, and I'm going to conference in at the same time the KFC. We said we were calling
Nani's
from
banana chicken. What's that?
I don't know. Banana chicken.
What?
Hey, lady, is this banana? Banana. What is it? Hello.
What is that?
Yes, sir. Is this no banana chicken? Hello.
No. Hello.
Is this chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your... Do you have number 2 special there? Hello? Hello, ma'am? Hello, ma'am?
Copy the line of KFC.
Yeah, hi. Is this KFC?
Yes, it is.
I'm on the line with No Banani Chicken.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm on the line with No Banani Chicken. You understand?
No.
You never been to No Banani Chicken?
No, I haven't.
Okay, listen, they were making me an offer, and they said that you match prices over there, or something my son was saying. That he saw on Oprah Winfrey that you guys were offering to match prices, so I don't know if you could help out.
I have no idea. I have no idea on that, sir.
Well, how much is the number 2?
Well, we're taking over, is basically what we're saying.
How much is the number 2 over
there?
We're
taking it all over.
Hello?
Hello, yes, somebody is talking and you're talking. I have no
I don't know
idea
why he's
talking.
I don't understand why you're...
Can I help you?
Yes, hi, is this the Green Papaya?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, I was just calling the KFC. They said that you people match offers over there.
Oh, you can go this one block and you see that's the corner.
Uh-huh.
And you see the hot pot.
No, listen, damn it. They said that you match the prices, the deals and everything, that you match your competitors.
Oh.
What's the number 2?
What the number for here?
Number 2 special. Which one is it?
Oh, number 2, Green Papaya?
Yeah.
Just hold on.
Well, what do you have on it?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. What do you have on the number 2, stupid?
What's that?
What do you have on the number 2? Because they told me that you match prices over here, damn it.
What did you say? Number 2. What kind of number 2?
The number 2 special on your menu. You understand? Hello? Number 2.
The number 2 is Summer Royal.
Is Summer Royal? And does that come with a drink
here?
Or not? Does that come with a drink or not, the number 2? Tell me.
Hello?
Does it come with a number 2?
Hello, this is Fusion Restaurant.
Yeah, and I got Green Papaya told me to call you. I have him on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Green Papaya.
Green papaya?
Yeah, he said that you people had the number 2 special over there, and I'm supposed to call you.
Hold on a second.
Okay, hurry up. Hello,
Green Papaya. Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is this Yuzhan Chinese? Chinese cuisine, Yuzhan Bar Sushi?
Yes, it is.
Okay, listen, I'm calling from the Green Papaya.
Okay.
They said that you people over there took the milk order and sent it over there. Why did you take it?
Took the what?
The milk.
What milk?
The milk order that we have over here. Why did you take the milk?
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you calling the right?
This is Yuzan Chinese Japanese cuisine Yuzan sushi bar, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't start joking around with me, buddy. This is serious business. What's going on here? And you people taking the food?
What food are you talking about?
You took milk that doesn't belong to you, and they got paid for by the green papaya already. I'm getting. He told me to give you a call.
Located at South.
You understand?
For photo, press 1. For cosmetics, please remain
Hello?
On the line to speak with a member of our staff.
What's going on?
Is this Yuzen Japanese? Yuzen. Jesus. I'm going to keep hanging up.
What's going on? What's up with the ringing?
I'm trying to get as many people on the line as one time as I can talk, okay?
God.
I'm getting people in the same little shopping area, you know, on the same line at the same time.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. How may I help you?
Yeah, listen, I'm calling over from the Green Papaya. You ever been there before? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's a restaurant called the Green Papaya, and you people keep taking our milk order out of here on accident or on purpose. What a bitch. What a stupid you are. All right, let me call Yuzan again. Oh, Tuck, I dropped Tuck. I dropped the fucking Tuck. Hang on, let me hang that up. I don't know that I can pick this one up again. Oh, shit, this has happened before. You there, Tuck? Tuck?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Hey.
I figured it out. Hey. What's going on? Oh, hey, Evil Artie's on the line. Hang on, I just noticed. Evil Artie,
yeah.
What's going on, Evil Artie?
Hey, okay, how you doing, big boy?
Hey, man.
It's
a big night. We've had a lot of people on.
Hey, I got a little story to tell you, Carlito.
You got a what?
Oh, there he is.
You got a what?
I've been talking to this chick online tonight.
Yeah?
And she's like, oh, yeah, you're cute. And I finally get her number.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
What?
She had a traumatic brain injury when she was little.
Oh,
well,
no.
There you go.
Does she talk funny?
That's what you get. Business runs me all.
Does she talk funny?
She talked really funny, too.
Hey, can you call her? Can you conference her?
No. Oh. I actually kind of like her. She might, you know.
How does she talk,
out,
though?
You know?
How does she talk? Slow, or what is it? What does she have?
It just sounds a little funny. I mean, she's all there, you know?
Yeah.
I think. I think it's mostly physical.
Okay, cool. So how long have
you... So she can't run, right?
She can't run. Does she have braces when she walks? She probably does.
That's horrible.
Yeah, hey...
She can't get away.
Dude, that's horrible. That's fucked up. I'm going to call a Dewdrop.
I
want you
to get...
Hey, make an order with a Dewdrop. This guy gets angry, okay?
Get what you got to get. Make an order what?
Hello?
Is this the Chinese restaurant?
Yes.
I'm gonna put my son Artie on the line. He's going to make an order. Go ahead, Artie.
Okay.
Hey, I'd like to place an order, ma'am. You hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want orange chicken.
Yes.
Got that? I want egg roll.
We know.
And I want blowjob.
Which one, then?
You said, yes, I'd like blowjobs.
Blowjobs? We don't have that. Papa, 你听听这声音是不是他们还是正常的？
Yes, I'd like blowjob, baby. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to place order.
Okay, go ahead.
I want orange chicken. You got that?
Orange pepper chicken?
I want orange chicken, and I want egg roll, and I want blowjob.
And a what?
Blowjob.
No, I don't understand. Can you say again?
Blowjob. I want you to suck my dick. You have?
Sorry, we closed already.
You fuck. I didn't bite that time. He's been getting angry at us all night. He's been getting angry at me. He's an angry guy. All right, So,
Was that George?
It's a Honolulu. All right, I got Jamba Juice. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to connect about as many places in the same area at the same time as I can. They're in the same shopping plaza here. I'm going to write down a few of them. Let's see here. I'm going to tell you what I got, Artie, all right? I got there's an indoor tanning place. They're probably closed this late. Panda Cuisine.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Indoor
I'll act like I'm one of the Jersey Shore guys.
There you go. Jersey Shore. Dude, Athena keeps watching that show, and it's so sad.
It's funny.
It's sad as fuck.
It's funny because they're so fucking sad.
Oh, dude. No, it's horrible, dude. It is horrible shit. I don't know how people can watch that.
Hilarious.
You find those women attractive? You think they're good looking? Yeah. They're all right.
You mean Athena?
No, Athena doesn't find them attractive. And you don't find Athena attractive. You don't talk like that about my wife.
I find her attractive.
Hey, I got a Ross over here, too. Hang on. Ross. Look, I'm telling you what I'm connecting here. I got Golden Coin Bake Shop and Restaurant. I got Ross Dress for Less. Let's see. They got to be open still. I got a Vietnamese restaurant. It's called Pho Saigon. I'll connect them here. Oh, shit.
Nunu wants me to call Wales.
Wales.
Strange, Audrey.
Wales, you keep saying? All right, I'll throw a Wales number here in the conference, too. How's that sound, huh? Sound good?
All right.
Go to New News number.
Are we doing them all at the same time?
Yeah, we're going to call as well. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
He's got an idea for it. Say you, meaning me, can only speak Welsh. And so command them to put a Welsh speaker on the line.
Welsh
wants to fake Welsh to a dual Welsh guy.
That I don't understand him because you're not speaking Welsh. I don't understand you. You're not speaking Welsh. What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. New crazy idea. I don't mind.
All right, so we're calling four places in Honolulu, and we're calling one place in Wales, England here at the same time. I got to pay.
Costs a fuck right now, but.
Man, I don't know. We'll see. This actually works out sometimes. Last time we did a show, we had Waffle House, and I had them reduce the price of the waffles to $1.29 or something like that for a promotion.
Right.
That was good stuff. All right, let's do this.
Hello. Thank you for calling Ross.
Yeah. Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to make an order, please.
Hello,
yes, I'm trying to make an order, please. Do you understand?
Yes, sir, yeah.
All right, hurry up and take my order down. I want a number two.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I want a number two, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
All right. You know what? Can you call back? I don't know why. I can hear two people talking.
Oh, yeah, I hear two, too.
Okay. So, now I can hear you now.
Okay.
So what? I don't know why. So what would you like to order? Hello?
Hello?
I'd like to place an order.
You know what?
Hey, Gook, I'd like to place an order, please.
I'd
like to order the number two.
Hello?
Hello?
One of you, can you hang up? So can you hang up and call back?
Okay. I'll hang up right now. Stay in the line. I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, can I take all your order, man?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Duke, I want to place an order.
You know what, I
want the number two.
Oh, okay.
I want a blowjob.
Do you do full body massages there, or just,
What the?
Do you give happy endings?
That was cool. All right, let's do it again. Let's call them all again.
Hello?
We're calling Ross Camel.
You told me to give you a call and make an order again or something. I don't understand.
I'm sorry?
You said for me to call in and make an order. Hello?
Hello?
You told me to call in and make an
order.
Yeah,
we need a number two.
You guys are calling the wrong number.
No. This is the right place.
No, this is Ross.
Oh, yeah, Ross. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Two.
We're trying to get fitted.
It's the right number.
Yeah.
And then do you have the right clothes for someone who's 1,000 pounds?
We're registered.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, we're registered over there?
You guys are calling Ross.
Okay, so what's the problem? We're registered.
Yes, we know.
We registered at Ross.
I left my clothes for my bachelor party. I'm 400 pounds.
Yeah, Ross Dress for Less. Yeah, we're registered there for our wedding.
Yeah, number two registry. It's registered. Number two.
Can you give me some clothes? I'm 1,000 pounds, man.
Hello, sir.
Hi, what's you going?
Yeah, hi. I was calling to make that order. You told me to call back again.
Oh, yes. Well, this is a Vietnamese restaurant. You want to order something?
Yeah. I'm going to put my son Artie on the phone. He's going to, and then Tuck's going to interrupt a few times too. All right, stupid?
Yes. The reason why is we heard a lot of conversation in there.
Yeah, because
so
I don't think you don't understand how to use the phone, I don't think, because maybe you're not American.
Why?
Maybe you don't, you know.
Yeah, okay, because we can't hear you guys very clearly.
Maybe
maybe
if the numbers are in Vietnamese, you understand it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Artie, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, sir, what do you have to eat over there, first of all?
Chicken, and now I hear another person
okay,
talking to me right now.
Since I don't have the menu, could you read it out to me?
I don't have fax number. I don't have the fax machine.
No. Just read it over the phone, sir.
I can't understand what you are talking about.
No,
sorry.
Listen, Dirty Goop. Just read the menu over the phone to me, because I don't have one.
The menu is we have a very long menu. We can't read over to you over the phone right now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you have orange chicken?
No, we do not have orange chicken. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, do you have egg rolls?
Oh, you have egg rolls and all those, but not orange chicken.
Okay. Do you have a dish? It's really good. I heard about it. I saw it in an ad in a magazine for your store. It's called a blowjob.
Are you calling Panda Express or Panda Cuisine?
Panda Cuisine.
I'm calling you.
Oh, okay. And which dish
you
talking
about? It's called a blowjob.
A what?
A blowjob. Do you have it?
Can you say that again?
Blowjob.
Are you trying to make
Did you hear
something?
Yes, did you make me a blowjob?
Okay, I gotta hang up. I don't think we have that, okay? Sorry.
Stupid.
Okay,
Stupid shit.
Could you give me, like, a sucky long time, then?
What a fucking asshole, this guy. He doesn't even know English. He doesn't know how to make orders on the phone.
I know. He wouldn't read me the fucking menu.
You stupid ass. He's still on the phone. He's listening. He's a stupid asshole.
You really
I call him a dirty goof.
What do you want, sir? What's the problem? You're being fresh, nasty? What do you want? Huh?
Hey, sir, I'm a little lonely tonight, and I'm actually there in Honolulu, so I was wondering if you could, like, maybe come over and keep me some company. Maybe we can listen to these Jonas Brothers CDs I just got. Or maybe just chill. You still there?
Nah, he hung up. He just did right now. What a bitch.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me... Let me try. I got Oahu Nature Tours here, I think. Let me see. Is it Oahu?
Nature Tours.
Hey, Oahu Nature Tours. They might not be open. I don't know.
Ask if there's any baby gorillas.
Baby gorillas. You got any baby gorillas on your nature tour? Ask if they got any blacks on a nature tour.
Ask if they forbid African Americans.
Are there African Americans on your nature tour? In their natural habitat?
I only want to be with a white guy.
At the KFC.
I tell you what, guys, I'm going to give the opportunity for anyone else to call up on here. I'm going to let you go on the phone. And...
No.
What?
Huh? All right, fine. Whatever.
Bye.
Bye.
Come on. Love you.
Quitter. Bye. That's Tuck, everybody. Tucker Michael, Tom Revolu Tuck. Hello.
Was Recklude on it earlier?
No, not Recklude. No, he wasn't around.
I thought I heard him earlier.
Hello.
Our hours of operation are from 45 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily.
Yeah, we got to call restaurants and shit that's still open over there. I have no idea what time it is in Honolulu. Hey, we got
I think it's 6 hours earlier.
Yeah, so it should only be like, 12, 6, 7 p.m., 7:25. It's not late. It's restaurant time. Yeah, here we go. Faux Bistro. We're going to P-H-O Bistro. Who's left on the line right now? Evil Artie, Tuck's still on it. No, Tuck's gone. And I think Brandon is still here, and that's about it. I don't think anybody else is on. That sucks.
It's Brandon.
Brandon Vegas. He's not in Vegas anymore, so it just goes by Brandon now, bitch.
Wait, did you replace me with him?
No.
Are you cheating on me, Carlito? Is he allowed at the studio and not me?
God, no. We'll never cheat on you, Artie. Evil Artie. Yeah, is this Faux?
Bistro 2.
Yeah, I want number Faux twos, please.
I'm sorry?
I need Faux twos. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, I need four number twos.
Four number twos?
Yeah, it is, or whatever it is that you have there. This is the four number two bistro, right?
This is Faux Bistro 2.
Yeah, Faux number two bistro. Yeah, I want the number two.
One order of summer roll?
Number two. Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Better.
Hello?
I'll put my son on. He speaks English. Go ahead.
Opa tens and one.
Can you put
one.
Can you put someone in the back on the phone, please, damn it? Hung up.
Ma'am, do you speak Chinese?
Stupid woman. They all speak Chinese. You know that? All right, we got the Frog House. Let's try to call them. They're right next door to the Mopeds. Mopeds Plus.
Ask if they're feeling froggy tonight.
Frogger. You can ask them. I'll connect Mi Chung Chow Cow at the same time. They're right next door. They're in the same plaza. Two stories down.
Yes, going down.
Hello?
Oakwa
10s
and
1. Yeah, you have a
sound? Oakwa 10s and 1.
Virginia?
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah?
Ma'am. Do you have anyone to speak Chinese there?
Sorry?
Do you have anyone who speaks Chinese there?
Sorry?
Ma'am, listen to me, goddammit. Do you have any Mandarin speakers there?
What?
You speak the fucking language, you. Yeah, I ruined it. All right, we got a Korean place right down around the way. We'll give them a call.
Actually, dude, I'm going to get going.
I think I'm going to leave, too, because I think it's time. All right, you go to sleep. I'm going to do one last call. Get out of here, damn it. See you. Evil Artie,
right,
everybody. Evil Artie. He's on the... What's your station over there? What do you get on over there? The YouTube?
I haven't been on in, like, 4 months, dude.
All right, asshole.
Oh, dude, I forgot.
What?
I got a bit I'm going to do in my next show.
What's that?
I'm going to eat a spoonful of wasabi.
Dude, you ever eat sushi?
Yeah, I had sushi the other day, and it's a little bit fucking spicy, but I'm going to have a whole fucking spoonful. My brother dared me.
Hey, what's going on? I know I found out this place in town that is all-you-can-eat sushi. You got anything like that?
No, we don't have the sushi.
Well, what do you do there with your shit? Well, you got kimchi?
Yeah, the Korean food.
Yeah, Korean
food. All-you-can-eat the barbecue.
All-you-can-eat, what kind of animals you got there? Canine?
The beef.
Beef? Canines over there?
Canine?
Yeah.
What is a canine?
It's like a dog, you know? Animals.
Okay, we don't have the dog, okay?
You have
if
horse?
You like a dog, so... No, we don't have, okay?
Do you have animals there?
What about kittens?
No, he's gone. All right, dude. We're going to do one more.
Later, Carlito.
I'm going to do one more. You can go if you want. That's fine. See ya.
I'll stay on for a lot.
All right. Last one of the night. I got to go back to the bridge line here and drop one or two right there. You know, no, I found this all-you-can-eat sushi place, man. It's the best. It's in Longwood. I'll fucking take you out there. It's the best sushi you can eat in Orlando,
right,
man.
When you ever been to Amara?
No. You want to go tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow,
man?
I'm not doing anything tomorrow, but I don't have money, dude.
I'll pay for you. It's fine, dude. It's like.
And I don't have gas.
I'll pick you up. I'm going to be in Daytona. I'll pick you up.
Okay.
Well, then I have to take it back. I'll think about it.
What time?
Don't put me down. It's going to be in the afternoon. I got to take my old man to the hospital for a doctor's follow-up.
Okay.
All right? All right. And then
I got to clean up my place over the next 2 days because I have a chick who might be spending the night Saturday night.
Nice, man. You got some pee. That's cool. All right, dude. Oh, shit. I lost him. Anyway. I wish I could add this guy to this one here. Can I?
At least.
There we go. I got it. Hey, man. You can do it, man. You can do it.
Maybe some city fucking.
All right, that's it. Dewdrop is picking up. Already, I'm out of here. Hey, man, thanks for joining in. It was a great show. Thank you, sir.
All right, later.
All right, everybody. That was Evil Artie. I'm glad you enjoyed him. We just about pranked our asses off tonight, so thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Cat is trying to break into the room. That was Madhouse Radio, special late night show. It was a Wednesday night show. Ended up at, wow, how long did we go on for? Until 11, 12, 1:30. 3 hours, just about 3 hours, not bad. And I know I'm behind on the podcast, I'll get to them eventually. Yeah, a lot of numbers that we didn't get to. Oh, fuck, I didn't do the Aldi. Alright, I promised I'd do the Aldi, now I guess I gotta do it, hang on. Or the Asda, that's what it was. God, my cat really wants to get in this fucking room. All right, hang on. Let me, this is Asda, like the Walmart of, fucking, whatchamacallit, of, Europe. Or the UK. One of the two. One of those. We're going to call them here very shortly. Yes.
Welcome to Asda Swansea. We are a 24-hour trading store. Open at 8 a.m. Monday morning, closing 10 p.m. Saturday evening. Our Sunday trading hours are from 9...
Shut up. Shut up, Davi, you fuck. Fucking cat. Asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to say Cheez-Its. That's what the show needed was Milkman.
The extension does not answer. Please wait. We are transferring you to the operator. Extension does not answer. Please wait. We are transferring you to the operator.
I'm going to have to listen to that phone show from last night. Hello. Oh, forget it. I understand last night's phone show was pretty good. RBCP was talking to me about it. They did some, there's a website out there with a lot of call-in numbers, a little talk show. I don't know if they're internet radio shows or just radio shows altogether. A lot of them taking calls and stuff like that. I'm going to check it out tonight now that I'm done with the show. Apparently they were calling them quite a bit. So I'm going to check that out. Matter of fact, I'm going to go and download that right now. I should have it downloaded already, my iTunes machine. I'll play it, you fucks. Hope you appreciate it. All right, that was Madhouse Radio. I tried Asda. It didn't pick up. All of this luggage is so gay. Yeah. This is the new one from Muck Sticky. Muck Sticky Breath Machine. World premiere here on Madhouse Radio. Hope you all enjoy it. Thank you very much for tuning in to Madhouse Radio. TuckerMike.com.
Yep.
Be sure to visit. Be sure to visit.
Sorry, mini cantaloupe.
PrankCallNation.com. Coming soon.
Really?
Fuck you, big motherfucker.